difference. Call 1-800-500-0581. That's 1-800-500-0581.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Some U.S. troops home by Christmas.
The troop surge is working.
Iraq war critics say it's not enough.
This plan does not amount to real change.
Bad storm memories stirred by Hurricane Umberto.
Looks like Rita all over again.
Cutting power to some Texas oil refineries.
This could have an immediate impact on prices.
The NFL tackles the Patriots for spying.
Everybody's doing it. We just got cut.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. In his much-anticipated primetime address to the nation, President Bush said the U.S. troop surge is working and needs more time to fully succeed.
Our success in meeting these objectives now allows us to begin bringing some of our troops home.
CBS News White House correspondent Mark Noller begins our coverage on what Mr. Bush said and the reaction to it.
Announcing that 5,700 U.S. troops will be coming home from Iraq by Christmas, Mr. Bush asserted that progress was being made, and he hoped the American mission will begin to evolve.
Over time, our troops will shift from leading operations to partnering with Iraqi forces and eventually to overwatching those forces.
It was an effort to buy more time for his policy in Iraq and keep the Democratic majority in Congress from cutting funding or requiring a more rapid and extensive withdrawal.
I'm Dan Revive, live in Washington. The official response from the Democratic Party was by Senator Jack Reed of Rhode Island.
Once again, the president failed to provide either a plan to successfully end the war or a convincing rationale to continue it.
Reed said Democrats want to change course, and he rejected President Bush's notion of, quote, an enduring relationship with Iraq. CBS's Bob Schieffer comments.
It's going to be very hard, I think, to convince the American people and the Congress that we need to have an open-ended commitment.
The White House today is releasing a new report on benchmarks achieved or not by Iraq's government, reportedly adding one to the positive column since July. Now 9 out of 18 have been met. I'm Dan Revive. Here's CBS News reporter Pete Combs, who watched Mr. Bush's speech with a young man who's been in combat.
Marine Lance Corporal Cody Arendale, home on leave from Iraq, agrees with President Bush's idea of basing troop withdrawals on success.
He hit it right on the head.
Watching President Bush's speech and the Democratic response, Corporal Arendale says the worst of the war isn't in Baghdad. He says it's in Washington.
You know, all we have over there is our brothers that we have to our left and right, because we know we can't count on them back in Washington.
Cody's grandmother, Rita Claiborne, agrees.
They're not being true Americans. It's disgusting.
Pete Combs, CBS News, Marietta, Georgia.
At the funeral of a Sunni sheikh who was key to U.S. anti-Al-Qaeda efforts in Iraq, mourners today vowed revenge. The sheikh's brother and other Sunni leaders say they'll continue his work against terrorists. At its strongest, Hurricane Umberto was just a Category 1. But it was the first hurricane to make landfall in the U.S. in 2 years, and it caused flooding and power outages in Louisiana and southeast Texas. Here's reporter Tracy Evans.
The cleanup is underway along the upper Texas coast after Hurricane Umberto's surprise assault, Harold LeBlanc calls it.
Frustrating, you know, but it could have been a lot worse, I think. I think we're pretty lucky. There's only one house, I think, was total.
That house was Connie Payton's home for 44 years. It was knocked off its foundation, sending her precious possessions all over her High Island neighborhood.
I picked up a little book that was my grandchild. It was up in the attic.
Another big part of the cleanup is getting the power restored, and with so many utility poles on the ground, crews are looking at a week's worth of tedious work. Tracy Evans, CBS News, Houston.
Power was cut to several refineries in Port Arthur, Texas, something that could impact gas prices. Industry analyst Phil Flynn.
Ultimately, this storm is going to cost us about 5 cents a gallon.
In Bone Dry, Georgia, the remnants of Umberto are a welcome sight, more than an inch and a half of rain yesterday. And Tropical Storm Ingrid is formed in the Atlantic, the ninth named storm of the season. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
I'm Susan Witkin with an AM 760 local news update. A five-year-old was killed after being hit in a South Denver neighborhood.
But unfortunately, we have a five-year-old child who was riding his bike in the street, and I don't know if he pulled out in front of the car or the car, what exactly transpired.
Sonny Jackson is with Denver's police department, and he says a 16-year-old licensed driver was at the wheel of the SUV. The accident happened in the 3500 block of South Alton Court. In Arvada intersection, where three teenagers lost their lives this past weekend, will be getting a traffic signal. CDOT had said that a traffic light at 62nd and Ward Road was not a priority and didn't have the money to pay for it. But now, CDOT says it will partner with the city of Arvada to raise the $250,000 needed. DIA has conducted its largest ever disaster drill involving hundreds of people and two airplanes. Yesterday's event took a year to plan. The scenario involved two planes that collided, one with 150 passengers needing medical attention. The disaster drill, FAA requiring airports to perform the full-scale drills every 3 years, but DIA officials say yesterday's was much larger than required. A Colorado company makes good. Sticky Sheets is a 2-foot by 3-foot piece of tape designed to clean pet hair off of large surfaces. Product is being featured today on ABC's The View. It's company headquartered in Colorado Springs, and you can order the product on the web at stickysheets.com. It's expected to be in pet stores. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Susan Witkin. Now, here's Gina Michaels with an AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Karen. Looks like a typical Friday with light traffic conditions. No major problems. We do have a wreck eastbound 6 just east of 225. I-25 pretty much wide open between C-470 and downtown. I-70 still at good speeds through the I-25 corridor, and it looks like you'll have excellent conditions if you're traveling through the high country. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free 1-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
General Petraeus. And I'm sitting there at the edge of my seat, biting my nails. Will he agree with General Petraeus? Or will he disagree with General Petraeus? Will he chart a new course, or does he believe we should stay the course? I mean, I was just like in complete suspense. It was like a freaking Alfred Hitchcock movie. And, by the way, I'm saying this just in case there's any conservatives listening. So they kind of, you know. And so I was completely surprised and amazed and pleased that we're going to be in freaking Iraq for the next 10, 15, 20, 35 years. 303-713-7600 is the number here. That has, I have to tell you, you know, every culture has their own form of theater. Every culture has their own, like, you know, form of cultural theater. Like, for instance, Kabuki theater comes to mind. We're a very young culture here in the United States. Relatively speaking, what is like 200 and some, 200 and, right, 30 some years old. So we hadn't yet established a deep tradition. Now, I know all the folks are going to say, oh, yeah, we have our playwrights, you know, et cetera. Yeah, I get it, but we hadn't developed our own, like, you know, genre of theater. That was embedded in our culture, and I think we have found it. We don't, you know, and by the way, it puts Kabuki theater to shame, quite frankly. What we saw over this last 30 days with the, you know, creation of General Petraeus. As, you know, it's like one of those Greek plays where when the plot got too thick and there was just no way to end the play, they would drop... I don't know if any of you guys, I don't know why I'm into theater this morning. Maybe it's because I haven't had my fifth cup of coffee. But in ancient Greek plays, which would last, you know, for hours and hours and hours, apparently there wasn't, they didn't have hectic schedules in ancient Greeks, in ancient Greece. And the plays would become so convoluted, and they would, you know, they would be very, very complicated, that the only way to solve, you know, to create an end to the play and to create a resolution to the plot was that they would drop a god down, you know, from some sort of a trapeze or something. And you know, it would be the god coming down from the heavens who would just basically sort it all out. And over this last month, this is what you've been watching. What I just described to you is what you have been experiencing. They, you know, the playwrights in the White House, having come to such a complicated mess, of their own creation, by the way, of absolutely their own creation have decided to solve it, or at least make you think it's being solved, by dropping down a god Petraeus from a theatrical trapeze to tell you that it's all been sorted out. And Daddy Bush, or W, I don't mean the big Daddy Bush, I mean, you know, Daddy of the right-wing Bush, is the narrator of this play. So what they do is they drop down the ancient god from the ceiling, whatever, you know, and he sorts it all out. And then Bush, the narrator, that's what you saw last night, you know, narrates the ending. But unfortunately, just like a Greek play, it never really ends. And at least last night, there was, for the first, I always try to find something positive in everything. Last night, there was a moment. There was a moment of honesty in Bush's address. And the moment of honesty in Bush's address is when he finally admitted to you and to me that he has long-term occupation plans for Iraq that go well beyond his own presidency. And that, by the way, go well beyond that presidency as well. George Bush does not ever see us withdrawing ever from Iraq. Iraq is the 51st state of the United States of America. That's the way he sees it. Now, I don't know how many colonies we have still. How many territories do we have? Maybe somebody could let me know. I can't keep track. But we haven't acquired a territory in a while. And by the way, most Americans don't even know that we still have colonies, that we still have territories out there. They don't understand what that means. But this would be, you know, first a territory. But listen. A state. The last time we let a state in was Alaska. It was because of the oil. So in order to become a state, you got to have, you have to have some type of, you know, strong revenue base, hopefully oil. So Iraq qualifies to be the 51st state of the United States of America. So that was like the, you know, that was the moment of honesty. But later on in the program, we're going to play some clips of the speech, just in case you missed it. An amazing speech by George W. Bush, laying out a long-term plan. Hey, by the way, did anybody check with the people of Iraq? Sometimes we forget about that, too. I'm wondering how they were they watching last. I don't know. Of course they weren't watching. They only get 3 hours of freaking electricity a day. I'm sure they didn't want to burn 20 minutes of it out. Somebody should let them know to pull up the cots. We're going to be there for a while. My name is Mario Solis Marich. I'm sitting in for the great Jay Marvin right here on AM 760, 303-713-7...
So, I'm driving downtown in my Buick, and I pass by this girl. She's got on those really big sunglasses all the celebs wear. So I'm thinking, someday, she's gonna regret looking like a bug. Real style is never just a flavor of the month. It's gotta last. Like my Buick. It looks and drives beautifully. And years from now, you can bet it won't be out of style. Especially because I take such good care of it by taking it to the professionals at my Buick dealer. Down the Good Wrench service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
The other day, I asked for an oil change, four tire rotation, and Good Wrench multi-point vehicle inspection. Performed by a GM-trained expert. So it's Good Wrench and Go to help keep my Buick running as great as it looks. And that's a picture I won't regret.
Can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Good Wrench and Go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Buick Good Wrench dealer today or log on to goodwrench.com.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Be part of the search, made possible by Search Dog USA.
Now that I look at winter coming on, I wish I were Mike Nelson. I wish I could tell how much snow we're going to get. But I'm not Mike Nelson, obviously, and I can't tell how much snow we're going to get. But I can tell you this, that if you're looking to buy a four-wheel drive or an all-wheel drive vehicle, the place to go is Rockies. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Privileged to be able to take a couple of minutes to talk to you. About Rockies. Rockies Autos, where they have the largest selection of clean, late model, previously driven cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and, yep, SUVs. And numerous ways to finance. And the matching down incentive, which helps you out as well. Plus, as I always tell you, my friends are out there, so go see them. Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Kobe Harris, Fred Labrato, all the gang at Rockies, over 100 employees to take care of you. So if you say to yourself, I am not going to go through another winter without an all-wheel drive or a four-wheel drive, then you need to get out to Rockies. Check them out on the internet, RockiesAutos.com. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., or get out there and see them in person, 63rd and Federal.
Do you know what the biggest problem with computers is? Not having one. Because email seems to be the only way people communicate these days. But here's the good news. Now you don't need a computer to receive email. All you need is your regular phone line and the new Presto services with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Just plug it into your phone jack and presto, you're connected. Email and color photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, anyone can do it. Presto makes the perfect gift for loved ones who don't want to use computers. For free information that will show you how quickly and easily Presto can get everyone connected, call now, 1-800-900-2039. Now anyone can receive email and photos from friends and family without an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line. It's a perfect gift for loved ones who don't want to use a computer. For your free information about Presto, call now, 1-800-900-2039. That's 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039.
Live, local, and progressive. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And this is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for the great Jay Marvin right here. It's 6:22 in the morning. So happy to be here. You could be part of this program at 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600, or you could text me at am760.net, am760.net. And by the way, I got a lot of emails from you all yesterday. I appreciate that. And you could email me today. And my email address is mario@mylatinonews.com, mario@mylatinonews.com. Reed, you found a list of our territories?
Yes, I did, Mario.
What'd you find?
Okay, well, it's a rather interesting list. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. We got American Samoa.
Well, that's a big one.
Oh, yeah. And then we got the Great Baker Island.
A very strategic, of course.
Yes. I'm sure you're familiar with the Baker Island acquisition.
Oh yeah. The Baker Island acquisition was very important.
Oh, of course it was. Now we've got Howland Island.
Extremely important as well.
We've also got the great Jarvis Island, in addition to Johnston Atoll, I'm thinking I'm pronouncing that correctly, and then Kingman Reef is another one.
See, now Kingman Reef, that sounds like a place that has, for some reason, and I could be wrong about this, sounds like an acquisition where banks exist.
Doesn't it sound like something like that?
Yeah, it sounds like one of those places where rich people stash money.
It really does, like Swiss bank accounts or something.
Exactly.
Now, we also have, of course, you're familiar with Guam. That's a big one, and Puerto Rico.
Yeah, Puerto Rico. Now, Puerto Rico goes back and forth about whether they want... Well, they don't go back and forth. They go back. They every once in a while, they vote on whether they want to be a state or not. But they would never get accepted, even if they wanted to, because it's like 90% Democratic.
Oh, definitely. And it certainly seems like even if they didn't want to, what we want and they want don't seem to mesh a lot of the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, we also have on this list, we have Midway Islands, which I'd never heard of.
No, missed that one.
And then we have Navassa Island. We have the Northern Mariana Islands. And we also have the Petrel Islands, in addition to the U.S. Virgin Islands, of course. And then my favorite, Wake Island.
Wake Island, a big, the great Wake Battle of whenever. Thank you, Reed, for that. That is, now those are our current territories. Reed might have missed a couple. He pulled up the list right away. But you could feel free, Reed, to write down Iraq on the bottom of that list in purple crayon or whatever you have handy there.
Yeah, I'll just go ahead and add it to the Wikipedia here that I found.
Yeah, please do that. Anyway, you should actually do that.
I think that'd be pretty funny.
Yeah, you should do it. Have some fun. What the hell? It's Friday. And by the way, it's a prediction that's going to come true. So they might reject you now, and in a few years they're going to say, that Reed guy was a freaking prophet. You know, just like I'm still kicking myself because 4 months ago I didn't predict that, or 2 months ago I didn't predict that General Petraeus' report would be endorsed by President Bush. I thought it was obvious. Apparently the Washington Post and the New York Times didn't think so. So if I had made that prediction, they would have thought I was like a great political mind or something. 303-713-7600. Now, most presidential speeches are designed to sway people. And the analysis of this speech was is that it is designed to sway moderate Republicans who are getting nervous. Now, as I said on this program yesterday, the moderate Republicans have been getting a freaking free ride on all of this. And the reason for it is because those of us who are opposed to this conquest of Iraq have either initially focused on right-wing neocons and their surrogates in the White House, and then their little helpers in the House. And now that we're so frustrated, we seem to be turning our fire on the Democrats who haven't been strong enough. And in all of that, the people that really hold the key to this are, quote, moderate, end quote, Republicans. Those are the folks, those are the folks that really need to get the heat. And actually, they're the ones that could actually be moved. They're the ones that you could actually move. And they've been getting a free ride on all this. Now, obviously, they're getting a little sweaty. Because last night's speech was supposed to give them something to take home. And what it gives them to take home is they could take home the message point that, you know, even though it's a lie, that the surge is working. And the second message home that, you know, the president has decided to withdraw troops, which is also a lie. These troops, if you haven't heard this part, you really got a clue into this. These troops were going to be withdrawn anyway. The troops that are being withdrawn is, the reason they're being withdrawn is because we couldn't keep them out there anymore. They've been on so many tours of duty and they've been working military combat overtime that there was just no there's no possible way for them to remain out there. And Petraeus even admitted to that, of course, under a ton of questioning. But these folks were coming home anyways. And even when they do come home, all we're down to is pre-surge levels. So this is not a withdrawal. This is not a real troop reduction. This is nothing. But it gives moderate Republicans something to say, you know, at home. It gives them some political cover. My question to you is, and especially if you're a moderate Republican voter or if you're an independent that votes both ways, then you know, is this enough cover for you? This was designed to protect moderate Republicans. And do I need to say it wasn't designed to protect our troops? I think that's a given. But the question is, do you think it did? Was the president able to give cover to moderate Republicans last night? That's what I want to know. I want to know what you think. I think that it's enough for them to play with, unfortunately, unless Democrats and those of us opposing the war get very, very aggressive. I think it is enough to give them cover. What do you think? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600 is the number. Because it doesn't take much. Moderate Republicans, by definition, are used to taking very thin cover and working with it. So they are the nimblest of creatures. Because my theory on it's not even a theory. What I have seen and what I know to be true is that in as elected officials, as members of Congress, and as members of the Senate, there is no such thing as a moderate Republican, as people think it's defined. No such thing. They do not exist. The real definition of a moderate Republican is a Republican running for re-election. My name is Mario Solis Marich. I'm sitting in for the great J. Marvin. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. It's 6:30 on AM 760. Gina Michaels, is it good, bad, or ugly out there?
Pretty good, Mario. Thank you. One issue, westbound 6, approaching 225. Just a little crash activity to watch out there. Otherwise, just seeing more headlights around Parker, 225, both directions. Looks like we're doing well on I-76. Getting busy, though, approaching I-25. And heavier conditions across eastbound 270 now. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, cooler and breezy is what we can expect. A high of 68 right now, a few clouds, 50 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Havana Auto Dealers Used Car Sale-a-thon. 8 dealers, 800 vehicles on site. Havana and Mississippi and Aurora. Look for the Big Ten.
Join the revolution to provide affordable, high-quality health care for everyone. A Colorado single-payer system could save over $1 billion annually on health spending, cover virtually everyone, and improve wellness. Single-payer is a globally accepted health care financing principle. The proposal is for public financing of privately provided health care. Let's end the crisis in health care access. Learn more and join the campaign at healthcareforallcolorado.org.
When a tree falls in the forest, it does make a sound. But less trees fall thanks to Esurance policyholders, thousands less. That's because Esurance customers don't have to use paper. They can get their auto insurance documents online. Esurance is proud to be an official partner of the SOS movement for a climate in crisis. Find out how we can all work together to put climate change in reverse. Visit esurance.com/SOS. The road to change starts here. Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. For a limited time, purchase two or more tickets and receive $5 off each ticket. Go to DenverNutcracker.com for this special offer. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker and celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition. The Great Russian Nutcracker, December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Information at DenverNutcracker.com. Presented by the Salvation Army. Doing the most good for kids, adults, and families in Colorado all year long.
Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Call now to try your demo of IQ absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986.
Everybody knows the definition of an office. It's your professional space where you go to work. That's an office. So what then is intelligent office? Intelligent office is a new definition that gives you all of the necessary and professional elements of a traditional office on an a la carte basis at a fraction of the usual cost. It is your professional address in a prestigious building. It is where your mail is delivered. It is your professional meeting space when you need that. And intelligent office is where your phone is answered by a receptionist trained by you to do it your way. This is your office in every sense of the word. It just works better and costs a lot less. But it's all customized to your work style, to your budget, and you're the only one who can really design it your way. Find the intelligent office near you. IntelligentOffice.com. You are going to like this. IntelligentOffice.com.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And this is Mario Solis Marich sitting in for the great Jay Marvin at 6:34 in the morning. 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. Jay will be back on Monday, Lunes, right here on AM 760. By the way, you could text me at am760.net, am760.net. Gary in Monument, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Marich.
You are my favorite for covering Jay. You're
Thank
great.
Thank you, Gary.
And it's too bad we can't get you on here regular. Because
you
have a great point of view, and it's different. It's unique. I enjoy it.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome. You ought to. You're good. The troop thing. I've got a definition for a moderate Republican.
Okay.
Because I used to be one before, kind of Reagan, and then, boy, the Bush family pretty much destroyed anything in me that was Republican. I think a moderate Republican is a human being who's kind of moderate, the kind of silent majority, kind of in the
yep.
middle there. And they have a reasonable number of moderate causes, and I'm not talking wave the flag, have a great time. I'm just talking their views kind of lean moderate. And then they have some great liberal causes.
You know, Gary,
and that's the closest I've ever found.
Yeah,
to
you
a
know,
moderate
Gary, I have
Republican.
To tell you, I have to tell you, and you just described most Americans. I honestly believe that. You describe most Americans. And when I say there's no such thing as a moderate Republican, I'm talking about elected officials. I'm specifically talking about people in the Congress and people in the Senate that claim to be moderate Republicans. And then, like, for instance, in the House, they'll say they're moderate Republicans because they have tough districts, but when they go to D.C., they vote party step with, like, they vote for Newt Gingrich for Speaker or mm-hmm. Tom DeLay for Leader or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Limbaugh was pushing the one day. I occasionally flip over,
yeah.
and not out of love. And they were talking about, the problem is that the liberals all go out there, and at first in the elections they push towards all the radical liberals, and then as you move closer and closer to the election, the candidates look more and more moderate, until by the time of the election you think this guy's middle-of-the-road moderate. And I think that's what's really true of the Republicans.
Yeah, that's exactly their play.
I see that far more on the Republican side than I ever see it on the Democrat. And there's Democrats that do it. I mean, welcome to the real world.
Right.
But the Republicans do it just immensely.
Yeah, and the difficulty is, and the way you could also see it, Gary, is in the truth, what I call political truth in advertising, where I have my own little standard. I'll take a look at what they call a bill, and then I'll, read through the bill and see what it really does.
Yeah.
And the titles that the Republicans gave to their bills, like the Clean Water Act, on and on and on, which completely did not match. Like, for instance, we're calling this a troop withdrawal.
Yeah, it is not.
We're going back
to where we were supposed to be before he cocked up this plan. Yes,
right. And so that's always the measure. Now I would say that there's another layer to this, and that there's just a level of reasonableness that people have to do. But sometimes moderation and reasonableness calls for aggressive action. Like right now, I think it is reasonable for us to believe that we're in a mess that goes nowhere, and that we can't afford it.
And that's on a good day.
Right. And I think it takes some aggressive. Apparently, it's going to take some aggressive action to get us out of there.
Yeah, I think I remember another war that was in my age range that had the same problem. But we had a thing called the draft.
Right.
And it made all the difference in the world.
Yeah, you're absolutely. Thank you for your call, Gary. I appreciate it.
Hey, Mario, you're great. I love you. And by the way, I just wanted you to know somebody was up and awake and listening to you today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome, buddy. You have a good one. Come on out.
You too.
Get on our network.
I
will give it a try. From your lips to God's ears, Gary. Thanks for your call.
I'll whisper a little louder.
All right. And Gary called at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Hey, Jose in Denver, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Oye, Mario, ¿cómo le va?
Muy bien. How are you, man?
Doing good. I just was calling to chime in on and kind of agree with you a little bit. Well, not a little bit, entirely. It doesn't seem like there's any difference. Well, I shouldn't say difference, but there's not the Monterey Republican as an elected official is non-existent. I mean, you know Ron Paul, I'm sure.
Yep.
And I think he goes straight from being the traditional actual representation of what a Republican used to be.
Yep.
And outside of him, it goes straight into the run-of-the-mill neocon who is just, you know, chiming in and basically riding on whatever Bush says and riding right along in hopes of getting reelected by the Christian evangelical sector of our country.
No, you're absolutely right, man. Jose, I mean, it's just, but what's interesting is that right now you will see them as they approach their reelection cycles, that the moderate Republicans, they're the quote-unquote moderate elected officials that are Republicans,
mm-hmm.
are going to become more and more progressive, and that's because the scheme of what we call progressive is actually what most people think in this country. They just have there's just been no voice for it.
It's actually the voice of the mainstream American.
Right.
And exactly. The other thing that I was going to bring up is I don't know. I mean, I don't know that I'll agree with you that you'll see more and more Republicans become more and more skewed toward the progressive side of the spectrum, because just in what I'm seeing in the media, I don't really watch a lot of mainstream media. I don't have cable TV, and I go to independent sources for my reading. Do a lot of reading.
Yeah.
But I was watching Good Morning America the other day, and they had this special, I think it was yesterday or the day before, on this special on Iran. And it seems like the media is doing its part, as would be expected, to kind of increase the sound of the drumbeat for an encounter with Iran. What do you think about that?
No, Jose, I agree with you, unfortunately. It's sad to say, but we are in that media bubble again, and we went through it pre-Iraq, and everybody, when we kind of stepped out of that bubble and saw what a mess it created, that media bubble that was the drumbeat to Iraq, and many of us said, we'll never allow that to happen again. And here we are again, but it's kind of like when you're in such a long tunnel that you forget you're in the tunnel.
Sure.
And a lot of people are just not realizing that this drumbeat to war, first of all, Bush said last night, we're going to be in Iraq for a very, very, very long time. And I didn't hear other than, like the blogs and stuff, I didn't hear anybody screaming about it. We'll see what happens today, but I don't think that Diane Sawyer is going to go on Good Morning America and pull a Walter Cronkite move, right, where she tells the truth to the American people about what's really going on.
Right, and I was sitting there watching that, and I don't know why I was surprised, because I should know better by now, but just, I mean, the miseducation and the deception that our mainstream media has such a good job of doing to the American public, and I don't know if you saw the special I was talking about, but rather than going through, and they did a few interviews, and I know you have time limits here, but they did a few interviews with Iranian citizens, and one of the citizens they were interviewing was a former legal student from, I think he studied in Boston somewhere, and went back to Iran, and Matt Lauer is one of the worst at doing this and very deceptive in the way that he presents the news, was talking to him and asking him, why would you come back to Iran? Why, that's absurd. Why would you come? It's like, dude, he's from Iran. Why would you have to study abroad? Why would you come back to America? It's your country. It's your homeland. And anyway, he made a specific note of going through and noting differences among the two cultures, even though almost everyone that they interviewed as Iranian citizens made no specific negative connotation toward the American public, the American government, yes. And that's another problem within the citizenry of our country. They have a problem with being able to separate love for the country without, standing behind the government's policies and blindly following.
Well, thank you, Jose, for your call. I really appreciate it. You make some excellent points. And Jose called 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Yeah, I missed that, but now I'm going to look it up. It sounds like a why. Like, why did you come back home? Can you imagine him telling a Mexican student that? You know, a student from Mexico comes to U.S., goes back to Mexico. Can you imagine Matt Lauer going, why did you go back to Mexico? Why didn't you just stay in the U.S.? I bet you that interview would never happen. 303-713-7600. I'll put money on that one. 303-713-7600. My name is Mario Solis Marich. I'm sitting in for the great J. Marvin. This is the J. Marvin Show. It's 6:45, and now some traffic from Gina Michaels.
Thank you, Mario. Well, we're starting to see heavier conditions now. Just about wherever you are, definitely on those southbound lanes of I-25. 38 to Spear if you're making your way toward downtown. Southbound 225, heavier now through the DTC Yosemite toward I-25. And, of course, westbound lanes of I-76 starting to stack up again at that I-25 merge. Weather outlook today should be a beautiful day with partly cloudy skies, cooler conditions, a little breezy, high of 68. Tonight, it looks like those clouds will...
Heard about a place with the best deals on all the hottest shoes. I have to check it out, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Culture at Planet Bluegrass in Lyons, September 28th through the 30th. More info on am760.net.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-900-1785. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-900-1785. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-900-1785.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Now available at Albertsons. Or to try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 weeks, call 1-800-500-1082. That's 1-800-500-1082. 1-800-500-1082.
Now that I look at winter coming on, I wish I were Mike Nelson. I wish I could tell how much snow we're going to get. But I'm not Mike Nelson, obviously, and I can't tell how much snow we're going to get. But I can tell you this, that if you're looking to buy a four-wheel drive or an all-wheel drive vehicle, the place to go is Rockies. Hi, this is J. Marvin. Privileged to be able to take a couple of minutes to talk to you about Rockies. Rockies Autos, where they have the largest selection of clean, late model, previously driven cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and, yep, SUVs. And numerous ways to finance, and the matching down incentive, which helps you out as well. Plus, as I always tell you, my friends are out there, so go see them. Tom and Marvell Shear, Spanky Herrera, Kobe Harris, Fred Lebrato, all the gang at Rockies, over 100 employees to take care of you. So if you say to yourself, I am not going to go through another winter without an all-wheel drive or a four-wheel drive, then you need to get out to Rockies. Check them out on the internet, RockiesAutos.com. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., or get out there and see them in person, 63rd and Federal.
Like being behind the wheel of a Buick? Then make sure a Buick specialist is under the hood. Right now it's time for Good Wrench and Go, only at your Buick Good Wrench dealer.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Discover what a huge difference it makes to have investment, financial, and estate planning strategies that are all working together and on the same page. Join host John Russell for Wealth Preservation Strategies, your one-stop total solution provider. Saturday from 11 to noon on AM 760.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And this is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for the great Jay Marvin at 6:49 right here on AM 760, Denver's Progressive Talk. You can give me a call at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. By the way, in a little bit, we're going to play some clips from last night's presidential speech, but we're also going to talk about the purity balls. I think they're either tonight or the purity ball. In Colorado Springs, it's either tonight or tomorrow night. We will definitely talk about that. I have an opinion about that, believe it or not. And we'll also talk about the fact that Fred Thompson doesn't go to church, unless his mommy tells him to. So we have a bunch of stuff coming on, and, of course, your calls at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Tammy from Lone Tree, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hey, Mario, I have a question for you about the address last night. How does he think that we're supposed to believe him when the troops that he's saying there?
I'm losing you, Tammy. Could you say that again?
I'm wondering how we're supposed to believe anything the president says when the amount of troops are coming home already planted peanuts compared to what's left over there.
Now, you're breaking up, so I'm going to have to let you go, but I think I heard your question. And if you want to, you could call back if you have a better connection in a second as you drive around town. Once again, the number is 303-713-7600. I think what Tammy asks is, how can we believe him? How does he think we could believe him when, in fact, the troop drawdown that he's talking about was already planned? And, of course, Tammy makes an excellent point, but what he's banking on, Tammy, is that most Americans were not watching, you know, are not watching the ball. I mean, the neocon strategy for this country is completely based on the fact that most Americans only get their news on the 6 o'clock report. To this day. With all the advent of, you know, information technology and, you know, tons of blogs and, you know, cable, this, you know, Jay Marvin being on the air, you know, et cetera. Most Americans get their news and information on this 6 o'clock report. So if you want to know what most Americans get, then I don't know if you watched the 6 p.m. report. Actually, he gave his address after the 6 p.m. report, so he was shooting for the morning shows, which are even more pablum, quite frankly, than the evening shows. So they're hoping, Tammy, that nobody knows what you know. And I'm going to tell you, Tammy, you are above average because you picked up on that. And the people that listen to programs like these, this is why, we're going to get to callers in a second, but let me just say something. Let me put in a plug here, because it's so important to keep shows like Jay Marvin's going and on the air and stuff. The reason advertisers should love this show is not only because of the ratings, but because it has people like Tammy and like you that, you know, are, you know, consumers that want that extra bit of quality. And I'm not saying that just to, you know, blow smoke, you know, up everybody. I'm just saying that that's the truth. She knows that. You now know that. You're listening to the program because you want an extra edge in information. You want more interaction. That's a prime consumer as far as I'm concerned. I'm a bottom line, I'm a business guy. You know, I have a small business. I'm a capitalist. And, you know, but we have to become better information consumers. You and I are, but we have to encourage our fellow Americans to do the same. 303-713-7600. Andy, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hey, Mario, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, good. I think I heard, what I heard that caller saying was that the number of troops that Bush is planning to withdraw are just a drop in the bucket.
Oh, is that what you said?
Compared to the numbers that are over there, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's true, too. But once again, she also wanted to know how we could believe that, and you know that this was significant. And I go back to, it's the same response. They're banking on that most people are going to see the headline that, of course, you know, the mainstream media is for whatever reason eagerly complying with this morning, and talking and actually saying Bush endorses Petraeus report as if it was like news, and then calling this a withdrawal. I mean, that those are the headlines out there, Andy.
Well, yeah, I know that. I saw the address last night, and I saw all the responses. Of all the responses I saw, I actually thought that John Edwards had the most interesting response. He seemed the most dead set against funding the war out of everybody.
Hey, you know, and I agree with, I actually agree with you, although I have to say Barack came out yesterday with a, you know, pre-speech with also a strong statement. Reed, do we have that clip of John Edwards could you pull that up real quick? This is what, we want to let you know, and thank you, Andy, for your call. I appreciate it. We'll go ahead and we'll play the John Edwards clip. This is, John Edwards responded to President Bush's address last night, and this is partially what he had to say.
On September 11th. And this week, Washington refocuses on Iraq. But the question of Iraq is separate from September 11th, as it always has been, whatever George Bush would have us believe. Likewise, supporting our troops and pursuing a failed war are not the same things. Whatever George Bush would have us believe. All Americans honor the incredible sacrifice of our troops. They've done everything asked of them with courage and resolve. Now, we should bring them home. They are policing a civil war, and the only way to end that civil war is for both sides, Sunni and Shia, to take responsibility to end it by agreeing to a political solution. And the only way to force them to take responsibility is to withdraw our troops, starting now.
And there it is. And he's saying, withdraw our troops starting now. By the way, that's on YouTube. That's also, of course, as expected, on John Edwards for President's website. So if you want, it's a two-minute ad. It's a two-minute address, well worth 2 minutes. If you haven't decided yet who you're going to support for President of the United States, it's a very sincere and clear cut. And, you know, what I really appreciate about John Edwards is that there's not a lot of spin there. And especially in this address, he took it very seriously. This address is low on rhetoric, you know, and high on sincerity, and he's very much defined a very clear message on this, and he needs to be commended on it. So in that essence, I really agree with Andy. 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. We will play. For those of you who missed that amazingly written speech last night that our great president gave, we will play that for you. I also want to hear from Republicans this morning. How do you feel about this? Are you re-enrolled? Because the president's numbers amongst his base have been dropping. Are you re-enrolled in this great conquest of Iraq? 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for the great Jay Marvin on AM 760. It is 7 o'clock.
Do we get letters about hydroxytone? Absolutely, because people who use hydroxytone watch even the deepest of wrinkles fade away like magic.
I am a landscape designer. I spend a lot of time outside, so I have very deep crow's feet and forehead creases. After listening to your radio commercial, I finally decided, what the heck? I've already tried everything else. I have nothing to lose.
Hydroxytone really works on fine lines and wrinkles, even on very deep crow's feet and forehead creases. See for yourself with a risk-free trial. Call 1-800-400-3579.
When I finished my trial, one of my customers asked me, do you think if I worked in landscaping, I could look as good as you? My mouth dropped open. I replied with one word, hydroxytone. It really worked, and I continue to use it. Sincerely yours, Judy O.
If you have deep lines and wrinkles, the next letter we read could be yours. To see beautiful results with your own free trial, call 1-800-400-3579. 1-800-400-3579. That's 1-800-400-3579.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Cheers for National Guard troops home from the war. With President Bush ordering a drawdown in Iraq, that scene yesterday in Boone, Iowa, could be repeated in towns across the country, but not on the scale war critics would like to see. Live to CBS's Mark Miller at the White House. Mark, where do we go from here?
Frank, the president visits later this morning with U.S. Marines at Quantico, a day after announcing some 5,700 U.S. troops will be home from Iraq by Christmas. He credits the success of the surge in U.S. forces, but in a report to Congress today, he concedes the Iraqi government has made progress on but a single benchmark. That's not good enough, and he urges the Iraqi people to step up pressure on their leaders.
You must demand that your leaders make the tough choices needed to achieve reconciliation.
Until they do, he says the U.S. must remain engaged in Iraq. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Knoller, CBS News.
What had been Hurricane Umberto is just another storm now, spreading much-needed rain over parts of the South after leaving a legacy of floods and damage in Texas and Louisiana. CBS's Mark Strassman is on High Island, Texas, where Friday night lights won't be burning tonight.
Trashed the high school football stadium here, toppling the scoreboard, toppling the lights. There won't be any home games in this community for some time to come.
And this is a lot more than 15 yards and loss of down. The NFL is fining Patriots coach Bill Belichick $500,000 and the team $250,000 for sending a video spy to tape the signals used by the New York Jets coaching staff last Sunday. Patriots fans, philosophical.
Everybody's doing it. We just got cut.
Well, if he's guilty, he's guilty.
I think it's all right. Justice has been served. You know, he admitted it. He's taken it on the chin like a man.
The Patriots also stand to lose one or two draft picks. Well, you may want to step on a scale before getting into your car. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. Why the scale, Vicki?
It's a problem that is reportedly growing in scale, Frank. The government requires all cars to carry maximum weight limits. But government-mandated guidelines on passenger capacity have adults weighing in at 150 pounds. The result, some cars sold as two-seaters or five-seaters can't actually take that many passengers if those passengers are overweight. And if you are inadvertently violating those maximum weight rules, good luck getting an insurance payout if anything goes wrong.
Police in Kenosha, Wisconsin are holding a couple who allegedly tortured a woman they'd held hostage. After hours of abuse, the woman escaped the couple's car, ran to the home of Dory Jost for help.
She said she was kidnapped, hogtied, tortured. They held a gun to her head.
What did you buy last month? A government report within the past hour said Americans bought more cars but held the line on lots of other purchases, and retail sales overall were up only 0.3%. The direction is down on Wall Street just ahead of the bell. S&P futures are down 10 points. This is CBS News.
So, I'm driving downtown in my Buick, and I pass by this girl. She's got on those really big sunglasses all of us celebs wear. So I'm thinking, someday, she's going to regret looking like a bug. Real style is never just a flavor of the month. It's got to last. Like my Buick. It looks and drives beautifully. And years from now, you can bet it won't be out of style. Especially because I take such good care of it by taking it to the professionals at my Buick dealer. Down the Good Wrench service lane.
Can't stop thinking about it.
The other day, I asked for an oil change, four tire rotation, and Good Wrench multi-point vehicle inspection, performed by a GM-trained expert. So it's Good Wrench and Go to help keep my Buick running as great as it looks. And that's a picture I won't regret.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Good Wrench and Go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Buick Good Wrench dealer today or log on to goodwrench.com.
I'm Susan Witkin with an AM 760 local news update. Two tragic stories involving children this morning. A 5-year-old boy is dead after being hit in a South Denver neighborhood.
But unfortunately, we have a 5-year-old child who was riding his bike in the street. And I don't know if he pulled out in front of the car or the car, what exactly transpired.
That's Sonny Jackson with Denver's Police Department. Says a 16-year-old licensed driver was at the wheel of the SUV that hit the child. The accident happened in the 3500 block of South Alton Court. And in Greeley, an auto pedestrian accident leaves another young boy in critical condition this morning. Weld County Sheriff's Office says two boys were walking at 11th Avenue and Highway 34 last night when one of them darted into the path of a Suburban.
A citizen stopped, tried to administer first aid, and reported to us initially that there was no vital signs, and she could detect no breathing in the juvenile male.
As Deputy Shane Schofield, he says the 10-year-old was transported to Children's Hospital. The other boy was not hurt, and no drugs or alcohol are suspected. A 61-year-old hiker from Virginia is tired but safe after getting lost in Rocky Mountain National Park and spending a night on a high mountain ledge. If you're heading to Folsom Field for this weekend's home opener, keep in mind the stadium rules.
For folks that are used to coming to games, it's really no significant change from past years. We'll be enforcing the rules about bringing things into the stadium such as alcohol, projectiles, coolers.
That's Brad Weasley with the CU Police Department. He says other no-nos include oranges, tortillas, and marshmallows. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Susan Witkin. Now, here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Right, we got a couple of major areas for slowdowns. Westbound C-470 stacked up between Kipling and Bowles. That was from an earlier crash that's still shaken loose. If you are headed south out of the metro area, we've got construction, late morning construction from CDOT down on southbound I-25 around Larkspur. Looks like we've got a couple of miles of backups through there. So just be aware, we do have a lane restriction. You'll want to give yourself plenty of extra time. Weather outlook today, expect partly cloudy, cooler and breezy conditions with a high of 68 right now. Overcast and 50 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want to save money on gas? Just accumulate $100 in purchases at your neighborhood King Supers, and you can save 10 cents per gallon at participating King Supers fuel centers. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
Danny?
My leg. Mommy.
Danny, honey, where are you? I can't see you.
They don't know where we are, do they?
Help us, please!
They can't hear us, Mommy.
They can't see, can't move. They're all alone. Or so they think. The National Disaster Search Dog Foundation needs your support. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Be part of the search. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
And this is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for the great Jay Marvin. It's 7:07 in the morning on this beautiful Friday. I don't know what it looks like over there. And I'm actually sitting in a studio in L.A. with absolutely no windows. So I'm not even sure what it looks like here. But I have to tell you, it is Friday. And so therefore, rain or shine, it is gorgeous to me. I am so ready for this weekend. I'll be here today and on Monday sitting in for Jay Marvin, who's taking a couple days off. You could reach me at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. We've been talking about the president's amazing speech last night. We'll continue to take your calls on that. But also, and later on, we're going to play some clips from the president's speech to also get your reaction. I especially want to hear from Republicans. I always want to hear from my Democratic and progressive friends, but I definitely am curious as to whether Republicans got re-enrolled in this conquest of Iraq, motivated by the brilliance of George W. last night. So please give me a call at 303-713-7600. I also want to talk about the Purity Ball, which is actually tonight. It's on a Friday night. It's tonight. It's the father-daughter Purity Ball that's held over in Colorado Springs. But right now, on the line with us, Tammy, you called the elusive Tammy from Lone Tree. You called back.
Hey, Mario. Thank you for answering my question earlier. You did a really good job. But
oh,
I have
you.
A question from yesterday's show. I didn't get a chance. I was on hold and didn't get a chance to talk to you.
Okay.
About Barack Obama.
Okay.
I had never heard about him until my mother, who loves to read, told me that I needed to read his book, The Audacity of Hope.
Right.
And I have to tell you that I am really impressed, and I was listening to your caller, was it Federico Pena?
Yeah, Federico Pena, right.
That was talking about him. And I think there's some really good things that he has to say. My husband keeps telling me, though, if he's elected, how likely is it that he would be assassinated before he could do anything because of his racial, ethnicity?
Right. You know, Tammy, you ask a difficult question, and I'm going to answer it anyways. But you ask it, and thank you for your call. I appreciate it. You ask a difficult question. It's a question that nobody likes to talk about. We know we have a history of political violence in this country. And by the way, we have a history of, and I congratulate you, Tammy, for bringing it up, quite frankly. We have a history of political violence in this country that we never talk about. We always speak of, you know, the assassination of the Kennedys and of Martin Luther King, and of, you know, Ruben Salazar, and, you know, without ever framing them as, you know, political assassinations. But we do obviously have that undertone of political assassinations in this country. Not as bad as, like, in Iraq, for instance, or, you know, in other countries, but it certainly has occurred here. And it seems to be that threat. Obviously, the Obama family has made the decision that they're going to move forward. And I'm sure internally they haven't, but publicly they've put on an extremely brave face about it. And I believe that, you know, they're fully aware of the potential of somebody, you know, trying something. They have a wonderful security, and they have all of my prayers. Regardless, I haven't decided who I'm going to support yet, but I certainly appreciate the dialogue that he's creating. And I'm close to supporting somebody. I haven't quite decided yet, but I'm close to supporting somebody. The likelihood is that any progressive, I think, at this point, or any visionary at this point, is going to run the same danger as he does. And hopefully, you know, I know in his case, security measures have been taken, and hopefully all of these candidates, you know, are doing the same thing. We live in a very, you know, tense time, and the tension that we feel on a number of political issues are there. Most 80% of those tensions are because of the inflammatory rhetoric of, you know, political pundits, you know, and you know, folks that are on, like, for instance, and I'll put it out there, like Tom Tancredo has certainly, you know, aligned himself with different groups throughout the country who are on the fringes of the right in a way that needs to be exposed. And that certainly inflames racial tensions in this country. So, you know, a lot of the political tension that we feel in this country might have, like, you know, obviously natural, you know, when I say natural, I mean that there's inherent racial tensions in this country. But 80% of the tension is taking those racial tensions and inflaming them through rhetoric and false accusations and et cetera. People have figured out in this country, you know, hate is an industry in this country. There are organizations in this country that raise a lot of money by telling people who to hate. A lot of money. The anti-gay industry is a $400 million a year industry. It's a $400 million a year industry. Think about that. All the consultants that are getting paid, all the websites that are being built, all the direct mail guys, you know, the printers, all, you know, et cetera. $400 million generated, you know, into that. Now, I would say this. If there was that much animosity in this country, would you need $400 million to bolster it? Would you need $400 million to bolster hate in this country? And and that's one target. That's not counting the anti-choice people. You know, that's not counting the rabid anti-immigrant people. That's not counting, you know, Bob, you know, connect, you know, all the different segments that get attacked by the right. Just in that one industry, it's $400 million. Tax-free industry, by the way. $400 million tax-free industry. But if it takes that much money to keep those flames going, then how natural is it to our, you know, how much of our national character does it reflect when it takes a constant barrage of advertising to keep up that hate? I have much more faith in the American people than I do in the political establishment, and I'm part, you know, I have work, and I say that as somebody whose business is politics. So I'm telling you from the inside that, you know, people know the buttons are there, and then they push them. And it takes a lot of money to keep hate growing in this country. And unfortunately, there's a small group of people that are willing to spend the money to do it. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. 16 minutes after 7 o'clock. When we get back, we'll talk about the Purity Ball. It's tonight in Colorado Springs. Are you going?
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Front Range Preventive Imaging. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms such as chest pain? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have the technology that could help save the life of someone close to you. The EBT scanner is a non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks. The scan itself only takes 10 short minutes, providing Front Range Imaging with a powerful tool in detecting future health issues. Call to set up an appointment for yourself or for someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. That's frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. And tell them J. Marvin sent you.
It's time for a little breathing room. Ladies and gentlemen, stop your engines. It's a strange thing for an auto insurance company to say, but every year the average commuter creates a 3.4-ton cloud of carbon dioxide. There are some easy choices you can make to reduce your own emissions. Find out how with the Esurance Live Impact Calculator. Esurance is proud to be an official partner of the SOS movement for a climate in crisis. Visit esurance.com/SOS. The road to change starts here. Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
Since then, I own 16 investment properties. I have a C Corp, an S Corp. I have 6 LLCs.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs
mission to financial freedom.
Laurel and her team blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmeier can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmeier. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited-time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-508-6823. 800-508-6823.
Do you think that thermal wall siding is a luxury item? Think again. It's an absolute necessity. Thermal wall siding will cut your energy costs by 40%. And as a bonus, you'll never have to paint again. Call Thermal Advantage today. 303-430-SAVE.
Like being behind the wheel of a Buick? Then make sure a Buick specialist is under the hood. Right now it's time for Good Wrench and Go. Only at your Buick Good Wrench dealer.
I can't stop thinking about it.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this give me a break!
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
And this is Mario Solis Maric setting in for Jay Marvin. It's 7:20 on Friday. What else can be said? It is Friday. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600 is the number. Of course, on Friday, you may be looking forward to maybe having drinks with friends tonight, going out to a great dinner, getting ready for the weekend, etc. However, there are some people that tonight are getting all dressed up and they're having a father-daughter purity ball in Colorado Springs. And I've read about these before. Obviously, I have not been to one. What they do is it's kind of styled. I've seen video and I've seen photos of these things. And quite frankly, it's a little creepy. The whole thing is a little creepy, but it seems as if it's modeled after like a Southern debutante ball. Right? So it's the same kind of clothes and, what can I say, accoutrement? Is that a word that I could use for this, that is used for these things? But at these things, a father, it's for fathers and daughters, obviously, and the father's pledge to protect their daughter's virginity and the daughter's, you know, a pledge to stay virgins. And there's a whole ceremony about it. The father takes an oath and, you know, the daughter takes a pledge and then they go out and they dance together on the floor. And it's all, you know, it's all done under prayer. With, you know, they ask for God's guidance in the father being able to protect his daughter's virginity. I don't know when this started. Within the last decade, these things started. I don't know if this is the 10th annual one or whatever, but I mean, this is a new phenomenon. Of course, if you ever listen to this program, if you ever listen to me, you know, talk on this program, you know that I'm very fact oriented. And there's a study that's on AmericaBlog.com about, about how these virginity pledges actually play out in the Christian world. The Baylor University in Waco, Texas. By the way, Waco not being a bastion of liberalism. I don't know if you're familiar with it at all. But certainly not the Berkeley of Texas. Waco is not the Berkeley of Texas. Waco is not the Boulder of the state of Texas. Actually, Baylor is affiliated with the Conservative Southern Baptist Convention. They conducted a study where 100% of the people, or the girls studied, young women studied, professed the faith in Christ. 99% of them attended church. 84% of them grew up going to church. 87% grew up in a two-parent home. So they, you know, they fit the model of, you know, the absolute best model of who should be, who would be successful. At least from, you know, right-wing dogma of who would be successful being able to maintain a virginity pledge. However, of these females, 65% of them, 65% of them had premarital sex. And this was, these were college students. So, what's the average age in college? 21, 22? What is 20? How does that average out over there? 65% of them had already had premarital sex, and these were the ones that took the virginity pledge and that were, you know, that were right wingers. So maybe they didn't go to, maybe they didn't go to the ball. They didn't ask that question. Maybe the ball, the virginity ball gives that extra layer. I like this number. 27% of them managed to stay completely virginal, not engaging in intercourse or other, you know, sexual activity. And these are the folks. Now, I wonder if the difference here was that they didn't get dressed up and, you know, spend a couple hundred bucks and go to a ball with their father. If that's the, and by the way, if people want to not have sex before they get married, I think that is great. You know, if that's their, I'm not putting down virginity. You know, if people, you know, obviously, I've always been an advocate of letting people do what they want as long as it doesn't hurt other people. And if that's what floats, or in this case doesn't float somebody's boat, then that's what, you know, that's what they need to do. But the way that they approach this, I have to say, I find a little creepy. And clearly the way the right wing postures itself does not sit well with the facts. When you do this particular survey. That being said, I'm curious to hear if you've been to one of these things, or if you haven't, if you know about them, what do you think about them, or do you know anybody, any young women that have been through this process, or any men that have tried to like protect their daughter's virginity? You know. Some parts of the country, they don't use prayer for that. They use rifles. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. In East L.A., we use bars on the window. It seems to be... Hey, listen. We also use older brothers. That's the other thing about this. How come there isn't a guy virginity ball? How come there isn't a father-son, you know, virginity ball? Or I guess the counterpart of this would be a father, mother-son virginity ball. Why is it that only the women, the young women here are supposed to, like, you know, keep it, I don't know. I'm trying to be as polite as possible here. I know it's only 7:30 in Denver. Keep it under wraps? Is that okay to say? Why doesn't it apply to guys? I guess the fathers will let their and listen, I'm not saying this is right, but we know, and apparently it's true in the right wing world as well. Fathers will let their sons get away with it, but they're completely offended if their daughters do. But I would think that's across the board. That's the ugly truth about it. But you would think that if fundamentalists were really concerned about, you know what they interpret to be biblical law not to have sex before marriage, then the sons should be, you know, hanging out at the balls as well. 303-713-7600 is the number, or you could text me at am760.net, am760.net. My name is Mario Solis Maric, and I'm sitting in for the great Jay Marvin right here on the Jay Marvin program. You could give me a call when we get back. We'll cover some of the top news stories of the day and take your calls at 303-713-7600. And now it's 7:30, so I guess we could get some traffic from Gina Michaels.
All right. Thanks, Mario. We've had another crash on westbound lanes of C-470. We did have one right near Ken Carroll, and we had traffic really stacked up there between Kipling and Bulls. They cleared that one. Now we've got a two-car crash on the shoulder right near Broadway. Again, this is on the westbound side of C-470 Highlands Ranch. Again, the major issue, though, is outside the metro area, southbound I-25. If you're headed down through Larkspur, we've got a left lane block there due to construction, so expect major delays. Looks like we've got a couple of miles of backups already. Weather outlook today, it'll be partly cloudy, definitely cooler with only a high of 68 today. Right now, overcast and 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Where's the best deal on shoes?
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at AM760.net.
Want to save money on gas? Just accumulate $100 in purchases at your neighborhood King Supers and...
Home Again Pet Recovery Service.
My dog, Sam, has been missing all day, and I have searched the neighborhood, and I can't find him.
Okay, I'm sending out a lost pet alert in your area right now. We'll find him.
Home Again is the only proactive pet recovery network that sends a lost pet alert to local vets, shelters, and pet rescuers to help reunite lost pets with their families.
Hello?
It's the Home Again Pet Recovery Service. We found Sam.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Ask your vet about Home Again, always looking out for your pet.
Read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Call now to try your demo of IQ absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986.
Open your wallet. Now take out all your money and throw it all away. Sound crazy? Well, if you have a credit card and are barely making the minimum payment, that's exactly what you're doing. If you want to get out of debt, you need to call Genesis Financial today for free information. 1-800-900-6607. Genesis Financial works directly with you and your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. For your free information, call 1-800-900-6607. 1-800-900-6607.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent, but if your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor, and you could be making one of 8 costly investment mistakes right now. That's why Fisher Investments is offering a free special report called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours absolutely free at 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842.
I'm rolling down the freeway in my GMC when this old station wagon with a ladder tied to the roof cuts me off. As he guns it across 3 lanes of traffic, I notice a sign stuck to his door. Professional painters. Not sure if it was the shower of sparks from the cigarette butts or the rainbow of paint splattered on the windows, but it did make me wonder, where are the professionals? Like the guys at my GMC dealer? The ones down that good rent service lane?
Can't stop thinking about it.
They're GMC specialists, and they know my truck best. I asked them for an oil change, 4 tire rotation, and good wrench multi-point vehicle inspection, because they know what my GMC was like on day one. Like I said, professionals. The world could use more of them.
Can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Good Wrench and Go for all your maintenance needs. See your local GMC Good Wrench dealer today or log on to goodwrench.com.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM 760.net.
And And this is Mario Solis Marich sitting in for the great Jay Marvin on the Jay Marvin Show. It's 7:33 in the morning, Denver. You could text me at am760.net, am760.net, or you could call me at 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600 is the number. Marty in Denver, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Marich.
Hey, good morning, Mario.
Good morning, Marty.
How you doing?
Good.
Well, I've got two examples here of kind of the reverse of this purity ball.
Okay.
Two girls, one that's in the family, one that's a very, very close friend that's family, basically.
Okay.
Now, you would not consider University of California, Santa Cruz to be a hotbed of Christian conservatism.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we have a very, very close family friend whose daughter is there. She's a senior now. She aspires to be a marine biologist.
Wow.
And she told her parents that she was still virginal. And she's, believe me, she's a gorgeous woman. Gorgeous young woman.
So, in other words, it's by choice, not by... Right.
By choice.
Right.
Nothing where she was browbeat in church or anything. They are fairly mainstream Americans. I don't believe they really go to church, to any church. I think they're Christian, you know,
right.
So to speak. But,
I understand.
You know, you can be Christian and not go to church.
Of course. Just ask Fred Thompson. But go ahead.
Exactly. But believe me, they have better ethics than me.
I understand.
And she told her dad. She said, no, you know. And it reflects, you know how it reflects, Mario? It reflects on the, from her grades. She is a straight-A student. She's going to graduate, you know, with high honors. She's already done internships at, like, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Research Center. Very, very, very bright young woman and great woman also, too. Very, you know, just phenomenal. And then we have a niece, and I don't think that you would consider NYU in New York City to be a hotbed of, you know, Christian conservatism.
I could actually put a definitely not on that one,
all right,
having lived in New York for a couple of years.
All right. So you well know by experience.
Yeah.
And she's going to be a lawyer. She aspires to be a civil rights lawyer. And the same thing with her aunt, and the same on her end, a very intelligent and very beautiful young woman, gonna graduate from NYU, which is, you know, no small feat.
No, not at all.
With high honors and all. You know, when you see that, you have to believe, because these young women have grown up in good families. They are not radical either way. They're certainly mainstream. But they believe in, more or less, that their lives have to be in order, I think. That's the one thing, that their lives have to be in order. And not necessarily to say that if you have, you know, sex when you're in high school or in college, that's not the way it's going to work out. But they've chosen that path.
Right. They've focused on that. Right.
Because they want to be their own person for as long as they can, so they can build a strong foundation in their lives and all. And I got to tell you, I've heard stories and all, and people snicker about this, because in some ways your statistics there do bear out the fact that there's a lot of kids, these kids have done that, you know, we promise we're going to be celibate and everything else. The pressure you put on them sometimes when they're young is overbearing.
It's that, and it creates strange outcomes. And the other thing, Marty, is that, you know, obviously, look at the when it comes to these young men that are in these same families or that are going to these churches, mm-hmm. if they're doing a counterpart to this, which we don't see, but let's
right.
say, you know, they're telling their parents it's assumed that they're going to be virginal or that they're safe because all the young women have made the pledge in their circle, which is sometimes the assumption, right?
Right.
They're not being taught about condom usage. They're not being taught about, you know, all, you know, alternatives to intercourse, etc. And then it, then when they finally do it, when they finally find, you know, the, when opportunity meets motive, right?
Right.
You know, then it's a problem.
Right. And when, and a lot of these kids, you know, activity level, their commitment to doing other things, okay, socially and all, in a good way, for instance, that keeps you on a track where, look, you know, I don't have time to go get, go out and get sloshed at a bar and go home with somebody. I, again.
Right, because you got to wake up in the morning, you got things to do. Right.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for your call, Marty. I appreciate it.
I thank you for bringing up the subject, Mario, and you're doing a great job.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Marty called 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, and you can text me as well at am760.net. That, see, that's the other, the downside. If there is a downside to this, which, by the way, I believe there is, hypocrisy always has a downside. So these young women who took these pledge, if they have, if not, not if, I look at the numbers, when they have a sexual encounter, they're not going to be talking to their dads or their moms about it. Not that, I mean, I know young women who talk to their dads about this sort of thing. Obviously, they use very careful language because they don't want to, like, him jumping out the window. Right? But or definitely they talk to their mothers or their older sisters, you know, or their younger sister, whatever, their confidants. This creates a very isolating situation because then it's no longer, when it happens, should it happen, it's no longer seen as an experience. It's seen as a defeat. You know, it's seen as a, you know, as a, something to be ashamed about, and it creates isolation. So not that I'm saying, once again, and I know we have a lot of young people, you know, that, you know, are driving and listening to this program today, and it's like, there's nothing wrong with virginity. You know, you should not be ashamed of it. But you also need information. If you're going to be active, you got to be prepared to be safe. And that's the part of the dialogue that I'm sure they're not going to cover tonight at the virginity ball. And the same group, by the way, I've been sitting on, there's a major, there's yet another major GOP sex scandal going on. And I've been gathering information about it over the last couple of weeks. I'm still not ready to break it. Maybe by Monday I'll be able to break it, break the story. And it's bubbling up on the Internet, but I don't have enough confirming. I do some of my own confirmation on some of this stuff, especially when it gets dicier. And this one's like super dicer, dicey. But believe me, there is yet another major GOP sex scandal that is brewing up. And this one's dicey. This one's, I don't know if you folks, anybody listening is old enough to remember Peyton Place. But this one makes Peyton Place look like one of those TBN, you know, storylines. Bob from Denver, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Yeah, well, I was raised Roman Catholic in the very strict tradition, you know, and I understand all the parameters around what they're trying to do, what they're trying to say. But there's another side issue to that thing, which is kind of a problem I have with it, is that right now, you may or may not be aware that there's the same group that might have that kind of a ball is also supportive of an initiative that would redefine where the, when life begins in the state of Colorado, what actually, in the ultimate you know, scheme of things, actually end family planning, you know, and say,
right.
And to me, it's like, well, that's fine. You can believe that and you can lead your life that way, but why do you want to force, you know, your agenda on everybody else? Because are you familiar with that thing that they're trying to, that they want to
put on? I skimmed through it yesterday. I skimmed through some stories about it yesterday, but I'm certainly familiar with the groups down there.
Well, they're pushing an initiative that would define, a human being as at fertilization. In other words, what that does, having been raised Roman Catholic, is that would theoretically over time make all family planning, you know, criminal or illegal.
Right.
And to me, it's like, okay, well, you can believe what you want to believe, but if you don't want to have a big family, or you don't want to have any children, or you want to control how many you have, their ultimate agenda isn't just abortion. It's to say, okay, you're not allowed to have any family planning, and you would actually criminalize under their intent any use of family planning. And you say, okay, that's fine. Believe what you believe, but don't force it on the rest of society who does not believe like you do.
Exactly.
And that's a problem, you know.
Yeah, it's a major problem. And somewhere down the line, a whole group of Americans started to believe that it was their right to impose their specific beliefs, on the rest of us. But really, once again, I'll say that if they were left alone to discover religion on their own, they wouldn't come to that conclusion. A lot of that point of view is fostered by an extremely well-funded industry, and that industry is funded by a relatively small group of people.
I hope that's true, but the thing of it is, to say that it could not pass or could not happen.
Oh, it could pass. Absolutely, it could pass.
And the thing of it is, it's kind of like we've said in the past, too, like with the Iraq War, we could not see ourselves being set up to spend 20 or 30 years in a place like Iraq, and yet it's happening.
You're absolutely right. No, and believe me, I don't want people to misunderstand what I'm saying. It could pass, and we have to be extremely vigilant about that stuff and fight it every step of the way. I appreciate your call, sir.
Thank you.
That was Bob from Denver. He called 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. I will get to some news stories as well. Carol Channing's dress is missing. Her signature dress was stolen last night. It raises the question, where was Giuliani last night? It's 45 minutes after the hour. Time for traffic with Gina Michaels.
Thank you, Mario. Crash right now in the metro area, working westbound C470 at Broadway. Otherwise, just the usual conditions now stacking up on that southbound side of I-25, Thornton and North Glen, again through your downtown commute. Northbound I-25, heavier extending from Parker, and we still have these delays that are going to be in place for the next couple of hours. Southbound I-25, right near Larkspur, Upper Lake Gulch Road. Watch out for a left lane blocked there and some major delays. Weather outlook today, it'll be partly cloudy. We're going to see a cooler day. A breezy with a high of 68. Right now, mostly cloudy and 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Havana Auto Dealers Used Car Sale-a-thon. 8 dealers, 800 vehicles on site. Havana and Mississippi and Aurora. Look for the Big Ten.
So, I'm driving down the road in my Pontiac, and I pass by this cyclist wearing this skin-tight bike outfit. Let's put it this way. Beer gut and spandex are not a good mix. So while I was driving around thinking about what might fit him better, I couldn't help but think how my Pontiac was the perfect fit for me. It's easy on the eyes, quick, and stylish. And to help keep it that way, I always take it back to my Pontiac dealer and down the Goodwrench service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Like the other day, they really knew how to take care of my Pontiac. They changed the oil, rotated the tires, and performed a Goodwrench multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Pontiac, it's Goodwrench and go. As for that cyclist, it's go get some new clothes.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Pontiac Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
More calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Now available at Albertsons. Or to try Right Size smoothies free for 2 weeks, call 1-800-500-1082. That's 1-800-500-1082. 1-800-500-1082.
Discover what a huge difference it makes to have investment, financial, and estate planning strategies that are all working together and on the same page. Join host John Russell for Wealth Preservation Strategies, your one-stop total solution provider. Saturday from 11 to noon on AM 760.
Now that I look at winter coming on, I wish I were Mike Nelson. I wish I could tell how much snow we're going to get. But I'm not Mike Nelson, obviously, and I can't tell how much snow we're going to get. But I can tell you this, that if you're looking to buy a four-wheel drive or an all-wheel drive vehicle, the place to go is Rockies. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Privileged to be able to take a couple of minutes to talk to you. about Rockies. Rockies Autos, where they have the largest selection of clean, late model, previously driven cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and yep, SUVs. And numerous ways to finance, and the matching down and setup, which helps you out as well. Plus, as I always tell you, my friends are out there, so go see them. Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Fred Labrato, all the gang at Rockies. Over 100 employees to take care of you. So if you say to yourself, I am not going to go through another winter without an all-wheel drive or a four-wheel drive, then you need to get out to Rockies. Check them out on the internet, RockiesAutos.com. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., or get out there and see them in person, 63rd and Federal.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be a part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today, 303-430-SAVE. Some of these homes with a new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 303-430-SAVE. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
Sick of being broke? Do you daydream about being rich? You're more likely to be a millionaire if you own your own business. To learn how, listen to Startup Story with your host, Rob McNeely, 3 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. What's your story?
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for the great Jay Marvin right here on AM 760, Denver's Progressive Talk. It is about 7:50 on this Freedom Friday morning. You could give me a call at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Paul in Denver, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hi, Mario.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Oh, I'm good, too. Listen, I'm so glad I have an opportunity to talk about this. I went to an all-boys Christian Brothers high school growing up, and down the block was I forget what order the nuns were, but there was an all-girls girls school.
Okay.
And, you know, which really put me behind. It was 1966 when I was 18 and going off to college, and it really put me behind the eight ball as far as going to college. And my public school friends were way ahead of me as far as sex went, and I actually had to go to a couple years of therapy in college because of that experience, having gone to an all boys Christian Brothers High School.
So basically, are you saying that in your case, and of course we all react individually, right, to whatever we're taught, but in your case it actually hurt you to, I mean, what would, there was such a, to, what, I mean, how did they restrain your sexual activity?
Well,
they put all these now I'm assuming you're heterosexual, and they put these young women across the street? Is that what happened? I'm trying to put this into context, Paul. I'm sorry if I'm being insensitive here. I'm trying to get the picture.
I can laugh about it now. I am heterosexual. I mean, our high school was great for those guys that were that were gay.
Right. It seems like an ideal situation for if you're a young gay man, you know.
Right. Right. But yeah, I mean, it just kept us all pent up and frustrated and. Anyways, what I wanted to get to was, as seniors, we had what was called the virginity ball.
Oh, you had one?
Yeah, we had a virginity ball.
Okay.
And all the guys were on one side of the gym, and all the girls were on another side.
Oh, my God.
And when
that would be, and they made you, That'd be a tough pledge, brother. Go ahead.
Can you believe this? Anyways, when you wanted to dance, do a slow dance with a girl, you as you were walking towards the girl, a Christian brother would come up to you with a 12-inch ruler that you had to wrap around your waist and the girl's waist, and that you had to keep between you and the girl while you danced.
Are you serious?
No, I'm serious.
Are you joshing me?
No, honest to God, that's the truth. But there were some guys.
How many people could dance at once? I mean, did they have just stacks of that?
Yeah. Well, listen. The Christian brothers, they had eyes in the back of their head and the side of their heads. Yeah. But what was so funny was that some guys were so horny by the time they were seniors, they had a natural 12-inch ruler that they could use. That would keep them between the girl and themselves. Mario, you're cracking me up this morning.
Hey, Paul, you're cracking me. Hey, thanks for your call, man. I'm glad you're over it. I'm glad you're over it. Good for you being able to laugh with me this morning. He called 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Can you imagine that? Listen, when I have seen where they'll have these quinceañeras, right? Which are like the Latinos have this coming out ball type tradition. But it's not, trust me, it's not a virginity ball. You know? But we have, you know, we have that when a young woman turns 15, it's like the sweet 16 non-Latino culture. We have like a quinceañera, which when a young girl turns 15, there's this big old party, and they used to take their first communion at that time. I think that part of it is starting to fall off just a little bit as far as the tradition and stuff. But I've seen strict parents where they will allow no slow dancing, and so that makes all the kids go outside and make out behind the auditorium. Did you say that was Warren in Wheat Ridge, Reed? Warren, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Kind of amazing, because I went to an all-boys Christian school in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. And in particular, it was taught by the Christian Brothers, and we never had anything like that. In fact, we had dances, and we had the same thing. There was a Maria High School, which was within a mile of us, where all the girls went, and my sexual activities never did drop off.
So it didn't work for you.
Yeah, I mean, I never had a problem, and this ruler bit, I'll guarantee if it was something new to me, because we never had it.
I've actually heard the ruler stuff before, and not, you know, obviously, you know, I think it kind of varies from place to place. Like I said, I know that in some quinceañeras, the parents, if they're very strict, they won't allow slow dancing at all. There'll be no slow dancing. But it doesn't seem like in your experience, it doesn't seem to stop the sexual activity. The kids just go for a walk in the park, and boom.
In my senior year, I had my own car, and we were back in the bushes more than anywhere, so we never had any troubles. But, in fact, I went to LaSalle University in Chicago, which was taught by the Christian Brothers as well, and I never had a problem. This guy, I don't know.
The thing is that people react to the same messages differently. And that's why when you're bringing up kids, you have to, you know, that's why, you know, these purity balls are just a joke, quite frankly, because, you know, when you're bringing up kids, you have to be able to talk to the young person themselves. You know, you can't, it's not a, you know, no pun intended, but it's not a one size fits all type situation.
Right. But, you know, I was in the Air Force, and, you know, there was guys used to sit on base and say, well, there's no women in this town. And I'll guarantee you what, I was downtown having a good time, and I never ran out of women.
Thank you, buddy. They're making me take a break, but thanks for your call. I appreciate it. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. We're going to get to the president's amazing speech when we get back, and we'll take more of your calls. My name is Mario Solis Maric, sitting in for the great Jay Marvin on AM 760. It is 8 o'clock.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AEG Live invite you to see Al Gore at the Wells Fargo Theater at the Colorado Convention Center, Tuesday, October 2nd at 8 p.m. For ticket information, visit am760.net.
My wife stopped wearing skirts 3 years ago.
I had these blue and puffy veins all over my legs, and I was embarrassed.
Then one night we went out on a date, and she wore a skirt. I couldn't believe how sexy she looked.
It was like the spider veins had just disappeared.
How would you like to have younger-looking, sexier legs? Try Nuvaprint HD. You can get a free bottle by calling today. That's right, free. Nuvaprint's active ingredients are clinically proven to diminish unattractive blue veins, leaving you with younger-looking, sexier legs. Spider veins virtually disappear from view without painful injections or costly surgery. Finally, Nuvaprint HD is available in the U.S. without a prescription. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-500-0581.
It never bothered me, but she's so much happier, and I love that.
And he loves my legs.
Well, yeah.
Try it before you buy it. Call now for your free bottle of Nuvaprint HD and see the difference. Call 1-800-500-0581. That's 1-800-500-0581.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
News, I'm Frank Sedapani. President Bush choppers to Quantico, Virginia within the hour to trade booyahs with the Marines and repeat his message that America's security demands staying in Iraq. CBS News White House correspondent Bill Plant tells us the troop drawdown the president announced last night, starting with 5,700 by Christmas, will involve only a fraction of all combat forces.
Five more combat brigades plus support troops will be home by June for a total of at least 27,000. That will leave about 130,000 troops in Iraq, roughly the same number that were there when the surge began.
Mike Mobley of Highlands Ranch, Colorado, has two sons in Iraq. He's willing to give the president more time.
I'd be very happy for other families and myself to say it'd be okay if they brought everybody home, but I know the job's not finished.
Some different opinions on the streets of Chicago.
I have two sons over in Iraq right now, so I disagree with the president. I think you should bring all of them home.
If you go into something like that, you're out when it's done. You stick to your guns.
In Las Vegas, police had some questions for O.J. Simpson about a casino hotel break-in.
The victims are saying O.J. Simpson, along with a few other men, broke into their hotel room, stole several items. O.J. Simpson, when he was questioned by Metro Police, is saying that he took back his own personal item.
KXNT's Kristen Flowers says no charges have been filed. How's business? The Fed is reporting a sluggish gain in factory output, and another government report shows that August retail sales were only so-so. Wachovia Bank chief economist Mark Bittner wasn't expecting that.
The real surprise was that when you exclude motor vehicle sales and gasoline station sales, sales didn't show an increase, and they were expected to show a fairly modest gain for the month.
After a series of deadly blowouts a few years ago, the government made automakers stamp a car's weight-carrying limit on the driver's side door frame. Holding to that limit should mean fewer blowouts, but with Americans putting on more pounds all the time, the limit could be exceeded when two or more passengers are in the vehicle. Consumer Reports testing chief David Champion says something has got to give.
The federal government should increase the weight of the average occupant, and the manufacturers should build cars as consumers use them.
Some auto industry officials concede the current limits may not be realistic. Pity poor Carol Channing.
A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend.
The diamond-studded dress Channing wore in the stage production of Gentlemen Prefer Blondes has been stolen. Thief snatched the bag it was in while Channing was checking into a Hollywood hotel. She says that dress is worth $150,000.
A lot of people ask me, what can there possibly be in that? Well, it was heavy with diamonds, loaded. The whole dress is made of diamonds.
The dress was on its way to an exhibit at the Smithsonian Institution. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's down 48, NASDAQ down 11. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. You know, indoor dust, bacteria, and Smokey the Cat have met their match. Orrick Labs have developed a new professional air purifier with a revolutionary Truman cell. It's the only air purifier that even removes volatile organic compounds, which are carcinogens, that can come from ordinary household cleaners. For a risk-free trial, call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. And breathe easy the Orrick way.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct! Netflix! Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix! It's that easy. 5 movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and 5 for 5 details.
60 local news update. A 10-year-old boy fighting for his life this morning after an auto pedestrian accident in Greeley. It happened last night at 11th Avenue and Highway 34. The Weld County Sheriff's Office says two kids were walking in the crosswalk and one of them darted out.
One of the juveniles appears to have tried to run out across the roadway before the Suburban got through the intersection. The Suburban then apparently struck the juvenile, dragging him approximately 50 feet.
Deputy Shane Schofield says the boy was flown to Children's Hospital in Denver. The other child was not hit. And a separate accident kills a 5-year-old Denver boy. He was hit by an SUV in the 3500 block of South Alton Court.
The driver's in his mid-teens, probably, I think, around 16, 17 years old. We're talking with him. We're talking with witnesses to see exactly, you know, what happened.
That's Denver Police Department Sonny Jackson. He says they don't know yet who is at fault. Buffalo Bills player Kevin Everett continues to show signs of recovery, and Broncos fans who want to send their thoughts and prayers to the backup tight end will now have a way to do just that. There will be a get-well card at Invesco Field this Sunday for fans to sign. DIA has conducted its largest ever disaster drill involving hundreds of people and 2 airplanes. Yesterday's event took a year to plan. The scenario involved 2 planes that collided, one with 150 passengers needing medical attention. It was just a disaster drill. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Susan Witkin. Now, here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
All right, we've got a pretty decent Friday morning, although we're still struggling on that north side of town, eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City, southbound I-25 from 120th down into downtown, of course, and westbound I-76 approaching I-25. Biggest problem we still have, though, is the construction delays southbound I-25 through Castle Rock. You can expect to hit those delays just before Toma Road, and they stick with you through Upper Lake Gulch Road. Weather outlook today, expect partly cloudy skies, cooler conditions, even a little breezy, with a high of 68. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, and we'll get a low of 46. Right now, overcast and 48 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Michael Moore with an important message from Colorado's only single-payer advocacy group. Healthcare for all Colorado.
Colorado has a real chance to model for the nation the kind of healthcare the civilized world takes for granted. Publicly financed, private providers, market-driven, covering all essential health services. No paper, no hassle. Help this happen. Click healthcareforallcolorado.org and join the campaign. That's Healthcare for All Colorado.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. K. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for J. Marvin right here on the J. Marvin Show. 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600 is the number if you want to be part of the program. With us on the J. Marvin Show is Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress and the editor of MikeCheckRadio.org. Welcome to the show, Christy.
Hey, Mario. How are you?
Imagine us meeting here in Denver.
I know. This is great. And twice in 1 week. I talked to you earlier. This is an embarrassment of riches.
Is this fun?
So fun. How are you doing?
Well, of course. I'm completely inspired this morning by that incredible speech that the Commander-in-Chief gave last night.
What you can do for your country. It was one of those, you know?
Yeah, it's where he didn't ask me to do anything for my country. It's exactly one of those. It's exactly one of those. So, Christy, what is the fallout here?
Well, first of all, I was sitting there, and I'm so tired last night for some reason, and I'm sitting on my sofa, I'm eating like a fudgesicle or something, and I'm just like sitting there rocking back and forth going, I want to hit him in the mouth, I want to hit him in the mouth. He was making me so crazy, but I was able to calm down and very rationally sort of pick through the speech, but all I could think of, Mario, was, wow, he really doesn't read the newspapers.
No, he doesn't. No, it's he. No, he probably doesn't. You're probably right. But if he did, he wouldn't care. These people just don't care about what the American people think.
Right, but some of the stuff coming out of his mouth was directly contradicted by things in that day's New York Times and in that day's Washington Post. I was like, come on. You know, he very famously said he hates to read the paper, but couldn't somebody print it out for him and give it to him? Case in point.
Yeah, they could draw pictures for him or something.
Or just maybe make it into like a fable, throw some,
exactly.
I don't know.
You know what?
Unicorns and football players.
like a comic book version.
Right. Well, first he got up and started talking about how fabulous we're doing in Anbar, obviously, and talking about how, you know, we were able to, using the local sheikhs, drive all of the terrorists out and drive all of the insurgents out and really bring some peace to Anbar. But just yesterday afternoon, we heard that the sheikh who was helping us in Anbar was assassinated, murdered in cold blood in Anbar by the insurgents.
Yep. Now, you know what? And by the way, he might have missed that because...
My golly.
When you think of the level of intelligence, gathering, that they've demonstrated. But yeah, that is a terrible story.
Well, and then number two, he was talking about, because, you know, the whole thing is, what are we doing there? Even if the surge can temporarily tamp down the violence, what are we doing there if their government's not going to get it together? And so he said, you know, they are getting it together. They, for example, have finally figured out the oil sharing. Yesterday, front page, New York Times, Iraqi government unable to figure out oil sharing, tentative deal explodes. I was like,
you know what? Honestly, Christy, I have to tell you why he does stuff like that, because it works. You know, most people don't read the paper, right? And the other thing is, like, when I heard him say that, because I had seen the story earlier,
right?
Then I said, okay, he's lying. But then in the back of my mind was like, well, maybe there's the possibility that they worked something out like 20 minutes ago,
right?
You know,
right?
And so it keeps us guessing. Because you can't. We don't like, as Americans, to believe that our president would sit there on TV and deliberately lie to us. I mean, we don't like to think that the plumber at our door is going to lie to us.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I would not have been more surprised with some of the stuff coming out of his mouth if he'd come out and been like, and the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl,
right,
and cookies are good for you. You know? I was like, I'm in this weird, sorry, I know, poor Eagles. But I was in this sort of like weird parallel universe where I just like, am I the only one who knows that he's not telling the truth? Am I the only one who read the paper? Maybe I read tomorrow's paper and I'm in this weird time vortex. I don't know. I just could not really reconcile what I knew as fact and what he was saying.
Well, you know, a lot of people are saying that this whole speech was designed to give moderate Republican office holders cover. What is your take on that? Is that just spin, or do you think that was part of the intent here?
Oh, no. That's absolutely what he's doing, because the truth of the matter, that the big takeaway from last night's speech was, we've got 5,700 of our men and women coming home by December, and then we've probably got another 30,000 or so coming home by next August. And so, you know, he got into this sort of strange territory near the end where he was talking about being bipartisan and finally, you know, working to redeploy the troops. He's doing what the Democrats wanted. But that's not true.
Right.
And the actuality is that he broke the military, and the military physically cannot sustain the level at which they're performing in Iraq through, I think they said, April, they'd be completely dead.
Yeah.
You know, just decimated with the strategy.
Exhausted. Right.
And they said, you know, we're out of money. We're out of troops to rotate in. We're no one signing up to replace troops who've come home. And so he had this scenario. It was actually kind of smart. And he could either say, okay, I admit it, I broke the military. Or he could spin it and say, good news, I'm bringing some of the people home. You know, please do not remember that they had to come home anyway as of April, according to the
generals. Yeah, because they're exhausted.
So,
We can't even push people that hard. You know, what is amazing, what we will see, because apparently with all this Petraeus Fest that we've been experiencing over the last 30 days or so, it seems as if he did get a slight bump amongst independents. So, you know, they are, you know, a little bit. He got a little bit of a bump, which added up to like an 8-point bump in his overall approval number.
Right.
My prediction on this is that it lasts like 2 weeks. I think it's part of this euphoria that some people get when they see the president on TV, regardless of who the president is.
Right. He's famous.
I think it like, right. Oh, my God, he's talking to me. You know how when you're in a bad relationship and the person finally calls, you forget for a day, you know, sucky it all is. And then it starts sinking in later on.
Are we President Bush's, you know, battered girlfriend?
Exactly. No, The country needs Dr. Phil to handle this, but at least the independents do, because he got a little bit of a bump there. I predict that, you know, they'll sober up by Tuesday or Wednesday.
Right, right. No, I think you're completely right with that. And also, when you just sit down and listen to him, if you suspend all disbelief, you know, some of the stuff, I like hearing that some of the troops are coming home, you know. Intellectually, I know they were coming home anyway. Intellectually, I know that, you know, that wasn't even Bush's decision to make. But it was sort of nice to hear that. And you sort of have to then step back outside and say, okay, but here's the thing. You couldn't believe anything coming out of his mouth last night.
Right. And actually, there's already backtracking from Petraeus saying, well, we never said 5,000. Troops.
Right.
We said some troops.
Well, and then President Bush said this weird thing about how we have 36 allies.
Yeah, what was that about?
And I think everybody individually.
No,
like,
we have 36 of them. And we used to have 40, but four of them went out to dinner.
Yeah. It was very strange. At least he didn't bring up. Do you remember back in 2003 when he was going on and on about the Coalition of the Willing? And the Coalition of the Willing turned out to be like a guy from Croatia. So we're going to count Croatia.
The powerful country of Ecuador.
Well, and then my favorite was always Morocco wanted to send us 2,000 bomb detonating monkeys. I was like, well, maybe he's counting the monkeys again. I don't know. Like, maybe there's some left. It was just weird. And so I saw the Post tried to sort of work it out. And even stretching as far as they could possibly stretch and counting people as allies because they, you know, said something nice to us back in 2004, they could only come up with like 24, 25. So I think he just made that number up. I'm going to say we've got a lot, and 36 is a lot.
36 is a lot. Well, you know, it we'll see what level of scrutiny the mainstream media gives this, because, Christy, I mean, you know and I know that, you know, I believe, at least, that the mainstream media is jumping back into this fantasy bubble with the Bush warmongers. Actually calling this a withdrawal. There's not a lot of analysis going on there, and so we'll see how it all pans out.
You know who did some really, really good analysis, and I was actually kind of surprised. But Editor and Publisher magazine.
Oh, they're good.
But they usually just they take on how the media is doing.
Right.
And they don't usually get very issue-specific. They sort of, you know, just do an overview of mainstream media. They had this piece out yesterday that blew my mind. We've linked to it on MikeCheckRadio.org. It's on the Editor and Publisher website. And they sat down and took President Bush's speech in January about the surge and took exactly what he said, that the Iraqi government has to get it together or we're leaving. And went through all of the promises he made, none of which have come true, and said, we challenge reporters to remember this speech.
Interesting. Well, I'll definitely link to that as
good.
Well. And, of course, MikeCheckRadio.org is a terrific site, Christy. You did a great job on each and every morning. And I appreciate your time with us here today on the Jay Marvin Show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Christy Harvey. online editor of MikeCheckRadio.org, researcher at the Center for American Progress. My name is Mario Solis Maric, sitting in for the great Jay Marvin. Give us a call, 303-713-7600. How impressed were you by President W's speech last night? 303-713-7600. This is AM 7.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection, all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
You can expect through Castle Rock. Weather outlook today should be a beautiful day with partly cloudy skies and a high of only 68. Right now, mostly cloudy and 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Answer the call of the wild at Backcountry, a new community next to 8,000 acres of wilderness. The adventure begins this Saturday with the grand opening celebration from 10 to 6, located south of Wildcat Reserve and Broadway in Highlands Ranch, or at backcountryco.com.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent, but if your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor, and you could be making one of 8 costly investment mistakes right now. That's why Fisher Investments is offering a free special report called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours absolutely free at 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Front Range Preventive Imaging. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms such as chest pain? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have the technology that could help save the life of someone close to you. The EBT scanner is a non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks. The scan itself only takes 10 short minutes, providing Front Range Imaging with a powerful tool in detecting future health issues. Call to set up an appointment for yourself or for someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. That's frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. And tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Erectile dysfunction isn't something you want to sing about, but you should talk to your doctor about it. I did, and so have millions of others. In fact, Viagra, also called Sildenafil Citrate, has already helped over 17 million men with ED. Ask your doctor if Viagra's right for you. America's most prescribed ED treatment, more satisfying sexual experiences with my partner. Now that's worth singing about.
Viva Viagra!
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex. Don't take Viagra if you take nitrates for chest pain, as it may cause an unsafe drop in blood pressure. Side effects may include headache, flushing, upset stomach, and abnormal vision. To avoid long-term injuries, stop taking Viagra and call your doctor right away if you experience a sudden decrease in vision or an erection lasting longer than 4 hours. Always remember to protect yourself and your partner against STDs.
To learn more, see our ad in Golf Magazine. Call 1-888-4-VIAGRA or visit Viagra.com today.
Viva Viagra.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this what if, give me a break.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Anbar citizens who once feared beheading for talking to an American or Iraqi soldier now come forward to tell us where the terrorists are hiding. Young Sunnis who once joined the insurgency are now joining the army and police.
And this is Mario Solis.
And with the help of our...
For Jay Marvin on the Jay Marvin Show. It is 8:22, and that, of course, was part of the president's speech last night to the American people. He didn't, you know, this whole thing about Anbar province, they were successful. They're beginning to be successful in Anbar province, and those are the people that live in Anbar province. It had nothing to do with the surge. The surge never reached Anbar province. Back in January, there were already signs of success in Anbar province. So what you heard last night was, you know, a big propaganda speech that was based on a big lie. What do you think about it? 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600 is the number. Robert in Denver, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Good morning, Mario.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very good.
Excellent. Just to segue with your comment of the big lie, what really got me last night is the fact that he said he got an email. And the fact, like, he, of course he doesn't read the newspapers, but he says he doesn't email, or he doesn't get email. So how did he get this email? You know, it's just like, again, to add to the propaganda, oh, I have this email from a, you know, from yada yada in Michigan about their son, and they, you know, they believe in this surge, and you're doing it for, you know, so he got an email. That's what really kind of, you know, kind of
I think we should send him an email about the surge. As long as he's reading, you know, as long as he's reading his email, I got a few links that I could send him as well.
No doubt. Well, you know how the White House is. They can't even find, like, those 4 million emails.
Oh, that's right.
So it's like, so how did he get this email, you know, when they don't email or they...
Yeah. Somebody should tell Congressman Waxman that the email server is back up. You're absolutely right.
Absolutely. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you for your call. And Robert called 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. What is astounding about this is that this has been designed to motivate, not to motivate, but to give cover to moderate Republicans. Apparently, they've been complaining to the White House, and there's trouble in paradise. Let's say there's trouble in paradise. They should be the target right now. They should absolutely be the target, and we should hound them like crazy. You know, we really need to get the point across to these quote-unquote moderate Republicans that this will not stand. We have another clip from the president's speech last night. We'll play it for you now.
I found it interesting that on the tape, Iraq was mentioned, which is a reminder that Iraq is a part of this.
Is that me or is that not working, Reed? Okay. you sound so dejected. Yeah, we've been having a little bit of computer problems today. Don't take it personally, Reed. The computer gods really do like you.
Well, some days they do.
They're just messing with you today. But this is what the president said. Blah, 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 blah. Stay the course. Blah, 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 blah. That you've heard the clip, basically. You've heard the clip now. That is my translation of Bush's English. What is going to happen over the next month is that we're going to have a raging debate in this country about whether we should continue to fund what Bush himself now has said is a long-term occupation. Do you think this was the launch that the president wanted? Colton, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Basically, I just wanted to call in, and I'm not a part of the Democratic Party or the Republic. I'm just kind of in the middle. I don't know what to think about the whole situation anymore. I'm kind of just listening to both sides, and what I think is going to happen is I think the Democratic Party is in trouble because they're letting a lot of this go on. They don't want it to go on, but they're not really standing up and saying nothing. And my prediction is something good is going to happen out of this, or sooner or later, if they let it keep going on. and then it's going to hurt your Democratic Party. I don't know what the heck to think about it, but what I really think's funny that you said this morning was you were talking about the speech last night, and then you look back on the media, the newspaper, and you guys tell everybody not to read the newspaper, not to listen to the media, but you're looking back on the same thing you tell everybody not to pay attention to.
Colton, when did you hear me tell people not to read the newspaper?
You guys talk about it every day.
Wait. When you say,
day.
Wait, Colton, I'm a real American, and so you can't say you guys. You
well,
have to
I'm
talk
just
about
saying,
me.
The show. You guys talk about the media every day.
Yeah, we talk about the media.
How they lie and
they
don't say the right thing. So
right.
How are we supposed to believe this article in the New York Times that you're talking about, that you're reflecting back to about what the president said in his speech last night? I'm not picking either side. I'm just asking.
No, Colton. Colton, let me answer your question. First of all, let me clarify that anytime anybody calls me on the program and you say you guys, I'm always suspicious because I'm not. I need to know at least who you're lumping me in with.
Well, I'm just.
You know what I mean? Because
the show, like you guys, the show, not you guys as a Democratic Party. I'm talking about the show. I mean, I listen to the show every day, and I'm just.
Okay,
the media lying.
But Colton, I'll tell you why I'm being specific about this. Because there's an effort on the right which has been successful to lump Americans who disagree with them all into this myth that they call the left.
Right.
And so and apparently it's been successful with you because you believe in this you guys mentality. If you want to talk about my positions, which are the only positions I can defend, quite frankly, I don't, you know, I can't defend what this mythical creation of the right wing that is called the left. I could defend my positions, and I always encourage people to read as much as possible. If you were listening earlier, I was complaining that people get most people get all of their information from the 6 o'clock news. The more people are informed, you will find, the more varied news sources that they go to, the more they end up agreeing closer to people like me.
Right.
You know, don't approach me with this you guys thing, because it's kind of like this thing that Rush Limbaugh does, Sean Insanity, and all those guys. What they create this mythical image of the quote unquote left, and they lie about us. They make you think we're a certain way, and then they knock down those lies. If they had guts, they would fight us on the issues as I actually present them. But since they're wimps, they have to make up an illusion of who people like me are in order to strike it down.
Right. Well, I'm like I said, I'm not on either side. I listen to your side. I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh back in Phoenix when I lived there, and I moved to Colorado recently, and I caught wind of the J. Marvin show in 760, and I've been listening to this quite frequently, and I mean, I hear a lot of the news media, and it lies and everything, and then when you referred back to the article in the paper, and you're like, I just don't understand.
Let me explain specifically that to you, and then we have to take a break. Actually, I'll explain it when I get back, because we're actually over break. But thank you for your call, Colton.
Yeah,
303-713-7600. 303-713-7600 is the number that Colton called and that you could call too. My name is Mario Solis Maric, sitting in for the great J. Marvin right here on the J. Marvin Show. Gina Michaels, is it getting worse or better out there?
It's actually looking pretty good, Mario. We had one crash northbound I-25 south of Lincoln Avenue down in Douglas County. Doesn't look like it's a real big deal. Southbound I-25 just continue to suffer with those construction delays through Castle Rock from Toma Road down to Upper Lake Gulch Road. Weather outlook today, we're going to look for a partly cloudy day, much cooler. Looks like fall.
Hi, this is Michael Moore with an important message from Colorado's only single-payer advocacy group, Healthcare for All Colorado.
Colorado has a real chance to model for the nation the kind of health care the civilized world takes for granted. Publicly financed, private providers, market-driven, covering all essential health services. No paper, no hassle. Help this happen. Click healthcareforallcolorado.org and join the campaign. That's Healthcare for All Colorado.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Time-wasting auto insurance is trying to take over the world. People are wasting free time just to take care of their auto insurance.
Is everyone affected?
Not Esurance policyholders. They're doing fine. That's because Esurance makes auto insurance easy.
How will this battle end?
Time-wasting auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance. Take that.
Make it your mission to save time and money on auto insurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Do they?
Help us, please!
They can't hear us, Mommy.
They can't see, can't move. They're all alone. Or so they think. The National Disaster Search Dog Foundation needs your support. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Be part of the search. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in preliminary testing. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home. To see how your home can be part of this innovative study, call 303-430-SAVE.
Everybody knows the definition of an office. It's your professional space where you go to work. That's an office. So what then is intelligent office? Intelligent office is a new definition that gives you all of the necessary and professional elements of a traditional office on an a la carte basis at a fraction of the usual cost. It is your professional address in a prestigious building. It is where your mail is delivered. It is your professional meeting space when you need that. And intelligent office is where your phone is answered by a receptionist trained by you to do it your way. This is your office in every sense of the word. It just works better and costs a lot less. But it's all customized to your work style, to your budget, and you're the only one who can really design it your way. Find the intelligent office near you. IntelligentOffice.com. You are going to like this. IntelligentOffice.com.
Computer problems? PC Answers. Video security systems for your home or business? PC Answers. The answers to all your technology needs.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit PC-Answers.com.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
If Al-Qaeda bothers to mention Iraq, it's because they want to achieve their objectives in Iraq, which is to drive us out.
Mario Solis Mari sitting in for J. Marvin on the J. Marvin Show. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. I really quickly want to get to what Colton was asking about. What he was talking about, I could only imagine, because it wasn't real specific, was when Christy Harvey was on the program earlier. Christy Harvey, the online editor of MikeCheckRadio.org, and she talked about we were talking about the president's speech, and in the president's speech, he was talking about how great Anbar was, Anbar province was doing, and how people have no fear of coming forward anymore. When earlier in the day, there was a story in the New York Times that a major political leader had just been, murdered. And so it's not as if the New York Times made up that fact. The president, and we have direct knowledge of what the president said. And so you know, there's no disputing what the New York Times said about this guy being murdered. So what Christy Harvey is, by the way, and she does this as her profession, is she's a professional, she's a professional information consumer. As am I. And what she does, I'm sure, and I could tell you specifically what I do, is I look at a number of different news sources in order to find out, in order to discover the truth. So there are times when the New York Times is completely off, and there are times when it is spot on. But on a fact like somebody being murdered, you could rely on that fact. Now, how they were murdered, why they were murdered, etc., the New York Times falls short. But for the president to go on the air and say people should no longer be or are no longer scared in Anbar province, when earlier in the day there was a report of one of the political leaders being politically murdered, is a huge contradiction. And her point was, doesn't he even read the New York Times? But I would say that, like, for instance, I'm sitting on this story about this big, this big GOP sex scandal. And I heard about it a couple weeks ago. I've been researching it. I still don't have the level of proof that I need. Although I have to tell you, I'm very close to it to feel personally comfortable talking about it. But when you hear me talk about it, believe me, you will know that I have gotten it from multiple sources, and that I have that I believe it. That I'm not just saying it like Sean Hannity says stuff or like Rush Limbaugh says stuff because the RNC gives them the talking points of the day. The DNC does not give me talking points. They're not organized enough for number one, quite frankly. But I don't get talking points. I read, I compare sources, etc., as should you. And when we talk, and believe me, if you go, one last thing for Colton, go to pbs.org. Watch the Bill Moyer special on the media coverage of the run-up to the war. And it'll be quite an education to you on how the mainstream media missed one of the most important stories of this century. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Marvin in Aurora, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Good morning, Mario, and good morning all good American listeners out there.
What's going on, man?
Well, Mario, I'm in a frustrated state here as a mostly conservative, sometimes liberal-leaning person. And I don't know, your show tweaked me a couple of ways here. I'm semi-sensitive to the encroaching bilingualism, so I was kind of snapped awake a little while ago when I heard Spanish being exchanged on your show. And what compelled me to call, though, sir, was a statement you made concerning Hannity and Rush. Essentially, and I don't let me put words in your mouth, I'm going to kind of paraphrase here. The way I heard it was, you do not appreciate being painted by these types with a broad brush.
Yep.
And my point, sir, is as I view liberals, I definitely can paint most of you with a broad brush, I feel, and make some general conclusions as to your character, MO/who you are, just as I would presume most liberals would do of conservatives, and I'm curious about your reply or comment on that.
Well, I don't know. You didn't say anything. With all due respect, Marvin, but what you said is that basically I accused Rush of painting liberals with a broad brush, and you said that you would do the same, but you need to be more specific.
Okay. There is a frustration among we conservative thinkers. You might use the naughty word traditional type thinkers.
I don't think it's traditional at all, quite frankly. But once again, that doesn't fit with me. I'm a different type of individual. I'm like for real. You have to talk to me about for real.
Even though we may at times consider ourselves adversaries, both you and me personally, and conservatives, liberals in general, I am not of such a staunch partisan stripe that I must be identified one way or the other. I try to take the best from everyone.
But Marvin, with all due respect, all you've done for the last minute or so, however you've been on, is laid out a whole bunch of labels. And I keep on asking you for specifics, which I'm completely open to.
Let me finish, Marvin.
You're going to get your time, but let me finish, okay? Ever since you got on, it's been one like kind of flow of label after another label. I'm talking to you, I need to deal in specifics.
Okay,
and
specifically
so, this was, in fact, my criticism that you called to criticize. My criticism is that we exist as real people, that the dialogue that has been perpetuated by Rush Limbaugh and Sean Insanity has been to create these broad labels of people, manufacture what those labels mean, and to easily knock them down instead of debating us on the actual issues.
Okay,
and you are actually parroting them, because when I ask you for specifics, you fall back into labels.
And then when I tried to give my specifics, you launch into another minute-long litany.
I just want it. First of all, this is my program to do that with, number one, Marvin. But number two, I wanted people to hear exactly what my criticism was.
Okay, do we have time to get into specifics yet?
Of course.
Yet?
As promised,
okay.
You can now have your moment to be specific.
Okay. Specifically, what a strange call. You really got me going there. I thought I'd have a conversation. It's turning a different way, and I'm sorry I'm not such a quick thinker on my feet as a lot of the people in your business are. Specifically, I am against the socialism of America, and I am also against the acceptance of a biracial America, where we have Americans and now we are having south of the border people creating their new land up here. I could list a hundred specifics.
Marvin, two things. First of all, the first thing you said was not specific. And I want you, and because this is my criticism, which you called to criticize, that's why I'm going there. You said, I said, give me specifics, and then you said, well, I don't like the socialism in America. Socialism is a label. I'm still not sure.
So you don't like labels, then. If I use a label to criticize something, you can't take that.
No, it's
not. Is that the same reason we don't use the word Negro or homosexual anymore?
You're done on this. You're done. See, we were having a conversation here, and you just... No, obviously, I could take it, because I'm sitting here giving you time to do it. So I could take it. I'm just saying it's stupid. It doesn't get us anywhere. And it's designed not to get us anywhere. And the right-wing punditry has utilized it in order to jam up conversations so that we don't get anywhere. And by the way, it's not a new tactic. All those propaganda tricks that the right wing, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Insanity, Bill O'Reilly, all those guys, they're as old as politics. There's nothing new in what they're doing. They just, have a bigger microphone than ever before. So anybody who studies politics recognizes it as the propaganda techniques that have been around for centuries. But if you're going to come on here and say, well, you say people use labels, and we don't, and then you go into like a fountain of labels, then I have to say, dude, you're contradicting yourself. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. 846. My name is Mario Solis Maric, sitting in for the great Jay Marvin, and now traffic with Gina Michaels.
Thank you, Mario. Southbound I-25, getting those heavy backups before Toma Road if you're headed down south of the metro area. Those are going to stick with you all the way out down into Larkspur. We have a left lane blocked for CDOT construction. They should be wrapping this up within the next half hour or so, but just be prepared. You need to give yourself plenty of extra time there. So far, so good across the metro area. We don't have any major issues. Weather outlook today, expecting partly cloudy skies and a much cooler day with only a high of 68. Looks like those clouds will hang around through tonight, 46, and tomorrow much sunny and warmer with a high of 86. Right now, cloudy, 49. I'm Tina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Delighting and encouraging Democratic dialogue.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
People are figuring out that pigeons are actually robots from the planet Xenu.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
You create this what if, give me a break.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
You have the right to privacy in your own home.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, remember when there was going to be a U.S. war against Al-Qaeda?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Jay Marvin here. Hey, if you're looking for justice, need a progressive trial lawyer, then I want to tell you about Mike Turner. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner has successfully prosecuted a variety of personal injury cases, such as medical malpractice, wrongful death, and auto collision cases. Mike Turner is deeply committed to progressive politics and programs that support and advance the interests of real people who have been wronged by corporations and insurance companies. Mike Turner, a progressive lawyer, will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner. Call him at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be a part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-430-SAVE. Some of these homes with a new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 303-430-SAVE. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
Now that I look at winter coming on, I wish I were Mike Nelson. I wish I could tell how much snow we're going to get. But I'm not Mike Nelson, obviously, and I can't tell how much snow we're going to get. But I can tell you this, that if you're looking to buy a four-wheel drive or an all-wheel drive vehicle, the place to go is Rockies. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Privileged to be able to take a couple of minutes to talk to you about Rockies. Rockies Autos, where they have the largest selection of clean, late model, previously driven cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and yep, SUVs. And numerous ways to finance, and the matching down incentive, which helps you out as well. Plus, as I always tell you, my friends are out there, so go see them. Tom and Marvell Shear, Spanky Herrera, Kobe Harris, Fred Labrato, all the gang at Rockies, over 100 employees to take care of you. So if you say to yourself, I am not going to go through another winter without an all-wheel drive or a four-wheel drive, then you need to get out to Rockies. Check them out on the internet, RockiesAutos.com. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., or get out there and see them in person, 63rd and Federal.
Are you having trouble sleeping and tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work? Are you afraid to resort to prescription sleeping pills with potential negative side effects? If I were to tell you that there's now an effective new breakthrough called RestAid that'll help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night without side effects, you'd probably be skeptical. So we'll prove it by giving you a free trial of RestAid. See for yourself how its all-natural formula has the perfect combination of powerful ingredients proven to promote deep, restful sleep without the harmful side effects of prescription medications. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-6706. With RestAid, you'll fall asleep fast. Most RestAid users fall asleep in the first 15 to 30 minutes. You'll sleep deeply through the night and wake up refreshed with more energy and mental focus. Try it risk-free today. If you're still skeptical, call now for your free trial of RestAid at 1-800-500-6706. That's 1-800-500-6706. 1-800-500-6706.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
And this is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for the great Jay Marvin right here on the Jay Marvin Show. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Peter from Lafayette, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hi, Mario.
Good morning.
I was quite impressed with George Bush's speech last night.
Okay.
I mean,
what impressed you?
What impressed me the most is how the man can get on continually and just continue to tell the half-truths and lies that he tells. I mean, it's amazing to me that...
You threw me through a loop there, Peter, but go ahead. Go for it.
I mean, that's an amazing thing, you know, that he can get on the air and keep telling those lies and half-truths and believe them. You know, it's just, that's what impresses me about the man.
I haven't figured out whether he believes them or not. That's the part that I think that's the big mystery to me. Some people are sociopaths, you know what I mean? So they believe their own stuff. Some people, I guess sociopaths also, some of them know they're lying and they don't care. So, I mean, I'm not sure where he falls.
Well, I'm not sure either, because he does suffer from dry drunk syndrome. I mean,
right.
That's been obvious since he's been in office. But I was just really impressed by his speech that he can keep doing that, and so I think we should give him some credit for that.
Peter, we'll give him credit for that.
And I unlike my brother Paul, who called a little while ago, and he's a flaming liberal. I'm just the opposite. I'm an ultra conservative and.
Yeah, right, exactly. Thank you. Thank you, Peter. Lance in Lafayette, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric. Lance in Lafayette. Did I lose you guys? Okay, no problem. Yeah, the other thing about Marvin and Aurora, this whole thing about, you know, can I take labels? He ended the call. Or like, I guess I ended the call. But at the end of his rant, he was all like, well, you know, can't you take labels? Obviously, I could take them because I'm sitting here not only giving you time, but, I mean, you know, Marvin's not in a position to tell anybody, can you take it? Apparently, Marvin this morning got tweaked out because I said Lunas instead of Monday earlier, you know, in the show. And if he gets tweaked out, if I say Lunas instead of Monday, he's not in a position to criticize people for things that they can't take. You know, but one thing, because we left so abruptly, Marvin, I wasn't able to tell you que Dios te bendiga y que tienes buenos días. Nick, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, that guy got me worked up. I don't understand folks like him at all. Just because, unless you know his family is Native American, his family came from somewhere else, and they wanted to establish a home here in this country, obviously for reasons that are better from where his family came from. So I don't get how people like him can put other people down for wanting to come here, and you know. The issue of having different cultures in this country can only better this country. People in Europe know 3-4 different languages, and
right.
You know, people here. I barely know English. I don't know any other languages, and I'm ignorant for that, and I'm angry at myself for not learning that type of thing. But when I hear someone like that talk about that, and then get into all these other you know issues about people coming to this country, please give me a break. Come on. Open up your eyes a little bit. Open up your brain. Think, you know, learn a little bit. Learn a little bit about other people so you don't hate them. Don't hate something you don't know. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and thank you, Nick, for that. And not only that, but, I mean, somebody should inform him that he lives in Colorado. And I don't know. he must get tweaked every time he sees the state seal.
He should go elsewhere. Take a vacation somewhere other than, you know, than maybe your local trailer park, man. You know, go have fun and enjoy life. Learn a little bit about people, but don't cut people down when you don't know anything about the people that you're cutting down.
Thank you, Nick, for your call. I appreciate
it. All right, have a good one.
All right, and Nick called 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. 7600. Ron, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric. You're on the air.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
Very good. What's up?
Well, you know, in regard to both trying to get our troops out of Iraq and also helping the Democrats to find their spines, I've got a couple of suggestions for all the listeners.
Go ahead.
One of the people we should be talking to aside from, or groups we should be talking to aside from just our congressmen and senators, is the Democratic National Committee itself.
which anybody can find by just Googling DNC. It'll be the first hit they get. My suggestion would be to write them several times on different subjects, one being that we're behind the DNC, that they've got the support of the people. We are their spine. If they'll take action, we'll back them up.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do.
And that same message, of course, to our congressmen and senators. In regard to health care, that same message needs to go to the DNC. Dennis Kucinich, who I'm not a big supporter of, but I think he's really got the right idea on health care. And both in 2000 and 2004, Dennis tried to get his health care package introduced as part of the DNC platform. And the DNC basically told him flat out the support that they've got from the health care industry, they aren't putting that on.
Well, let's talk about that when we get back, and I appreciate your call.
Okay.
Thank you. And he called 303-713-7600. My name is Mario Solis Marich. I'm sitting in for the great Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Denver's Progressive Talk. It is 9 o'clock.
Hi, this is Mark Johnson. Saturday, the Colorado Buffaloes host Bobby Bowden and the Florida State Seminoles at Folsom Field in Boulder. We'll hit the air at 6 with Buffalo Stampede, followed by the kickoff at 8 here on AM 760. And check out your chance to win tickets at am760.net.
Do we get letters about hydroxytone? Absolutely, because people who use hydroxytone watch even the deepest of wrinkles fade away like magic.
I am a landscape designer. I spend a lot of time outside, so I have very deep crow's feet and forehead creases. After listening to your radio commercial, I finally decided, what the heck? I've already tried everything else. I have nothing to lose.
Hydroxytone really works on fine lines and wrinkles, even on very deep crow's feet and forehead creases. See for yourself with a risk-free trial. Call 1-800-400-3579.
When I finished my trial, one of my customers asked me, do you think if I worked in landscaping, I could look as good as you? My mouth dropped open. I replied with one word, hydroxytone. It really worked, and I continue to use it. Sincerely yours, Judy O.
If you have deep lines and wrinkles, the next letter we read could be yours. To see beautiful results with your own free trial, call 1-800-400-3579. 1-800-400-3579. That's 1-800-400-3579.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. A break-in at a Las Vegas casino hotel room. Sports memorabilia missing. And O.J. Simpson's been questioned by police in connection with it. KXNT reporter Kristen Flowers with more on what victims of the break-in are alleging.
But what they're saying is O.J. Simpson, along with a few other men, broke into their hotel room. O.J. Simpson did not actually have a room booked under his name at Palace Station. He broke into their hotel room and stole several items. And Metro Police is not revealing what those items are at this time.
Simpson was allowed to leave after the questioning. The ex-football star was acquitted of killing his former wife and friend more than a decade ago. The National Football League's latest black eye is the spying case that led to fines and other punishment against the New England Patriots and head coach Bill Belichick. You know, the team's fans are saying what's done is done.
It's all right. Justice has been served. You know, he admitted it. He's taken it on the chin like a man.
Philadelphia Eagles running back Brian Westbrook says all teams have been aware others might be watching.
Our defensive coaches, they cover their signals, and our offensive coaches cover their mouth when they're calling the plays. So obviously they're doing that for a reason.
The day after telling the nation the Iraq mission is long-term with some soldiers coming home, President Bush meets with men and women in uniform. Live now to CBS's Mark Noller.
Steve, the president will be having lunch with some 250 U.S. Marines at Quantico on the day after announcing that 5,700 American troops will be coming home from Iraq starting this month and no later than Christmas. The visit's a chance for the commander-in-chief to thank the nation's military and to again make his case for remaining engaged in Iraq until al-Qaeda is defeated and democracy takes root.
I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill. The president's speech was his idea, but his written report on the war's progress delivered today was mandated by Congress. The president's trying hard to sway moderate Republican senators, though several expressed disappointment he isn't changing course and bringing out more troops. Democrats, who've been blocked in trying to force a deadline for troop withdrawals, will try several other legislative approaches next week, hoping enough Republicans will join them this time to overcome a filibuster.
TD Ameritrade says one of its databases was hacked and contact information on more than 6 million customers was stolen. But the firm says account numbers and social security numbers were apparently not compromised. It's not something that comes to mind when you're buying a car. How much does it weigh? New government labels on newer cars are supposed to spell out what the vehicle can carry safely. And with more Americans overweight, it's an issue.
If you overload the car, you're going to be overloading the braking system, the tires, and also the handling of the vehicle.
David Champion of Consumer Reports says most five-passenger vehicles are rated now at 850 pounds. That means five people at 170 pounds each would be the max. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 12 points and the NASDAQ is off 5. This is CBS News.
I'm here with Jim O'Brien, who's been snubbed yet again for the Cheapness Hall of Fame. Jim?
Hey, you screw up one time, pay $19 for a haircut, they never forget.
So is this the last hurrah?
Well, I just saved $50 on my hotel at cheaptickets.com, so there's always next year.
I like your chances, Jim.
Thanks.
Save $50 on your hotel during Cheap Tickets Coast to Coast sale. Cheaptickets.com. The less you pay, the better it feels. Save $50 on 3-plus nights on select hotels. Valid for travel day 2707 through 12107. Book by 92307. See site for details.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. We're here at the local junior high school. The vacuum cleaner is my incredibly light, amazingly powerful Orrick XL. It's not only the head of the class at junior high, but in thousands of hotels around the world. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Hey, if you don't like it, I'm not going to send you to the principal's office. I'll just take it back.
Good morning. I'm Susan Witkin with an AM 760 local news update. A five-year-old was killed after being hit in a South Denver neighborhood.
But unfortunately, we have a five-year-old child who was riding his bike in the street. And I don't know if he pulled out in front of the car or the car, what exactly transpired.
Sonny Jackson is with Denver's Police Department, and he says a 16-year-old licensed driver was at the wheel of the SUV. The accident happened in the 3500 block of South Alton Court. In Arvada intersection, where three teenagers lost their lives this past weekend, we'll be getting a traffic signal. CDOT had said that a light at 62nd and Ward Road was not a priority and didn't have the money to pay for it. But now CDOT says it will partner with the city of Arvada to raise the $250,000 needed. DIA has conducted its largest ever disaster drill involving hundreds of people in two airplanes. The FAA requires airports to perform full-scale disaster drills every 3 years. And DIA is now the country's fourth busiest airport, just behind Atlanta, Chicago O'Hare, and Dallas-Fort Worth. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Susan Witkin. Now, here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Susan. We're still seeing those delays along southbound I-25 through Castle Rock. They did finally get that left lane open from the CDOT construction, but it is definitely a struggle before Toma Road and down to Upper Lake Gulch Road. Southbound I-25 near 20th HOV lane, we did have a little bit of slow traffic there. That was due to a wreck in that HOV lane. Weather outlook today.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You could give me a call at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Turns out that Fred Thompson doesn't go to church. This is the leading, the Republican candidate that's leading with Christian, with the Christian conservative evangelical base that has helped Republicans, you know, do any power, political power surge that they've ever been successful at. Disclosed yesterday that he only goes to church when his mother makes him. Basically, he only goes to church when he's visiting his mother. He did not disclose whether she pulls him by the ear, you know, and makes him, you know, drags him there. I don't know how this is going to play. I could only guess how this will play out at the Purity Ball water cooler discussion tonight. But I'm assuming that his mother is going to end up being the GOP nominee. Stay tuned to that. Judy in Evergreen, you're on the Mario Solis Maric show. Except you're on the J. Marvin show with Mario Solis Maric.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, Judy?
Fine. I wanted to talk to you about, I think his name was Marvin.
Right.
And, you know, I understand where he's coming from. I'm liberal falling off the edge, but I see what's happened to their party, and they have nowhere to hang their head anymore. He
yep.
came on saying, I lean toward liberalism, but as he started talking, right. his hate came out so much that it's like they have nowhere to go. They haven't, you know, they want to stay with the party of hate, but they're so upset with Bush and the administration that they have nowhere to go. And talking about labeling, I found this rather funny. Your caller right before the news jokingly said trailer trash, which is another label.
Right.
I happen to live in a fantastic trailer park on the ocean between the river and the ocean that anybody would love to live in. But that's what I say. We all open our mouth with thinking because we're all so afraid right now and we're wound up and we're just afraid. And I think if we could just really realize underneath we're all humans wanting to save America. That's all we want is to save democracy. But we're, you know, nobody's ever said don't read a newspaper. Now, some newspapers lean one way more than the other. The news is definitely biased.
Yeah.
If you can get Democracy Now!, if you can get Link TV, you know.
Right.
If you can afford to have satellite TV, which a lot of people can't. Having a very hard time. But, and they're starting to wake up. And with Marvin, I understand the frustration. I get very frustrated on my side of the aisle, too.
Right, exactly.
But we've got to become humans and quit this infighting because that's how we are going to lose our democracy.
Thank you, Judy. That's a brilliant call. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
And Judy called 303-713-7600. Ron, on your cell, you're on the J. Marvin show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hi, as long as we're talking about Fred Thompson,
yeah.
It was in the paper I believe earlier this week that a member of his law firm, of a colleague of his, I believe it was phrased, consulted with him about defending the two Libyan officers
yeah.
that Libya refused to extradite to the U.S. So he's, I don't know who he's going to represent if he gets in, us or them.
The highest bidder, my friend, the highest bidder.
Well, that goes on both sides of the aisle. That's why we're in trouble the way we are. And I keep praying that somebody will drop out of the race on the Democratic side and form a viable third party because both sides are complicit in the condition this nation is in now. There is plenty of blame to go around. And I'm just so disgusted and disheartened. From the Woodstock generation that's turned in from the we generation to the me generation. And it's very, very disappointing. You know, and, you know, the left, you know, as bad as the right is, the left still needs to do things. I mean, you know, they didn't hammer home enough that George Bush, he didn't get elected to clean up at the White House. He said he was going to clean up the White House.
Right.
You know, I mean,
No, I hear
you. Listen. The left, the Congress, now that we have
I don't care however slim a majority it is. They need to keep pushing bills up there that are that, and let him not sign them. Bills that are going to help people. You know, forget about the Social Security thing they want to do. That's welfare for Wall Street. I mean, you know, let's do something. You know, when was the last time they proposed like building a real hospital in this country with some of the money that it's, you know, going to Iraq? I mean, it's amazing that we have money to help everybody else around the world. We got bridges falling down here. We got people starving here. People are losing their homes because the Bush administration allowed their banking buddies to write some bills and deregulate the banking industry. Then they want to bail them out, which does nothing but promote more bad behavior by the same people, you know, they rewrite the bankruptcy laws, creating a whole class of indentured servants. And, I mean, you know, when are the people going to just say enough and we're going to go to the White House? All the people, you know. I mean,
I hear your frustration, and I thank you for your call.
I'm a Republican.
You're a Republican.
We're not all evil out here. What did
you say?
I am a Republican, and we're not all evil.
Yeah.
The party has left true Republicans. The true Republicans didn't leave democracy.
Thank you for your call. You said so much. I guess I could do a whole 4 hours on your phone call. On the last two phone calls, starting with Judy and then with you, there's a week filled of I could do a whole week with both of you. On the topics that you put on the table. The one thing you both have in common, you have a lot in common, by the way, but the thing that really brings you together is your frustration. And for that, I have for the past few months warned, both on the air and in private, those within the power structure of the Democratic Party. No, you know, and I understand you're a Republican, but you lost your party a long time ago. We'll talk about that when we get back. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600 is the number. And we are going to continue talking about Fred Thompson as well. He's not sure whether the government went too far on the Terry Schiavo thing. He didn't say one way or the other. He's not sure. He doesn't remember the case. Is this guy prepared to be president? 303-713-7600 is the number. My name is Mario Solis Maric, sitting in for Jay Marvin. It is 15 minutes after the hour, and now time for Gina Michaels.
Thank you, Mario. Southbound I-25 near 20th. Watch out for a crash there in the HOV lane if you're still trying to make your way downtown. Northbound I-25 had an earlier problem in Douglas County south of Lincoln. Looks like that's been cleared out of the way. But in Aurora, we do have southbound Chambers a little bogged down at I-70. That's due to a three-vehicle crash with injuries. If you are headed south out of the metro area, all the CDOT construction is gone in Larkspur, but traffic is still sluggish. Southbound I-25 before Toma Road and down through Upper Lake Gulch Road. Weather out. Outlook today looks like it's going to stay partly cloudy, cooler, breezy, with a high of only 68 today. Tonight we'll get a low of 46. And
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free, no matter what you're selling or who
you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
Smoke is absolutely free, but you must call Final Smoke today.
Call 1-800-478-9318. That's 1-800-478-9318. Call Final Smoke now at 1-800-478-9318. 1-800-478-9318.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for the great Jay Marvin. It's 9:18 in the morning. By the way, TGIF, I didn't say that today. Thank God it's Friday. We're taking your calls at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Jay will be back on Tuesday. I'll be here for the rest of the hour today and then back on Monday. I won't say lunes. It seems to tweak one of our listeners out. And so you could give us a call now. Or you could text me at am760.net, am760.net. Jason in Denver, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I had a question for you. I haven't heard any of the Democratic candidates really talking about social programming in the sense of like a program like Head Start. And was wondering... you know, our country is in such a state of static right now that we're operating kind of in crisis mode. And, you know, was wondering if you've heard any of the Democratic candidates really talking about investing early in our, or into like early intervention into our country, which, you know, we're putting a lot of band-aids on stuff rather than nurturing it. So I was wondering if you know of anybody out there that's really pushing programs
now,
like Head Start.
Now, Jason, is this a setup? Are you an Edwards supporter, which I'm fine with, but I just got to know.
No, not at all. I probably am, Barack Obama probably I'm most leaning towards right
well,
now.
Well, let me tell you, and let me, for the record, say, you know, my main business is being a Democratic consultant, and so, you know, but I have not yet endorsed or signed on to anybody's campaign, so I'm free to speak about this, but Jason, if that's a top concern of yours, which then you need to look at you need to go to the John Edwards website, and you need to, you know, find out more about John Edwards' campaign. John Edwards has built his entire platform around, kind of reinstating the ladder to the middle class. And he has a history of being extremely passionate about poverty in America. And he's courageously made that a centerpiece in his campaign. In the time of war, Jason, we talked about this yesterday on the program, unfortunately, those priorities always get pushed to the bottom. And some people would contend that that's purposeful. that the reason that, you know, that right-wing governments create these type of crisis, the type that we're in now, is that it makes these other programs less of a priority and people get focused on security or crisis management instead of looking at the general welfare. But if I were you, Jason, I if that's a top concern of yours, I would definitely look at the Edwards campaign.
Or do Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama haven't made a stance on either of those issues
no,
at all?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm sure Hillary has, and I'm sure that Barack has as well. But as far as if you want it to be, it seems to be the centerpiece of your concerns,
mm-hmm.
then where I would start investigating would be the Edwards campaign. But you could definitely look at all the candidates and find out, you know, where they're at on these issues. But that's why I was laughing. I didn't mean, it seemed like such a setup, you know, from an Edwards supporter for me to say, well, yeah, John Edwards has been, you know, this has been his top issue, which it certainly has been. But take a look at all the candidates, as I am, by the way. I'm still looking at all the candidates, but certainly if you're passionate about poverty, as I am as well, you might find your passion matched with John Edwards.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mario.
Thank you for your call. And
bye-bye.
Jason called 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Patrick from Fort Collins, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Marich.
Hey, Señor Mario, ¿cómo está?
Muy bien, how are you?
Oh, I'm a bilingual member of the new poor of America, you know, the under 30 poor crowd.
The under 34 crowd.
The under 34 crowd. That's
it's a you're in growing company, Patrick.
Oh, you better believe it. You know, they say that there's no debtor prison in America. It's called the middle class. But, you know, that's my joke for the day. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the supposed ownership of family values by the Republican Party in this country. And it's very easy to revolve around the table, you know, to bounce around the lazy Susan on the idea that we can constantly criticize them for their hypocrisies and for their self-interested righteousness. But the one thing that I think that, and this is really more of a statement than a question, I would really like for you to kind of spill out and comment on this, is that since when is there a rule to love, respect, and peace and understanding? If we're not in a position in this country to understand the people who are very well not only suffering but having to work through that suffering to make a better life in this country, you know, I mean, what are we doing? We're turning a blind eye to an entire sect of society who can speak for themselves, because who can go to a march when they know that if they have to go mow a lawn to make, you know, some extra money, that, you know, what is more important? You know, our civil liberties, our civil rights, our overall standard of living, is that to be sacrificed in exchange for a wage that, if I have to look back 2 years ago when I used to sacrifice myself for jobs, used to have to do things that otherwise I would not do, and not the work, but the actual method of work, the
right.
lack of security, the lack of benefits. I mean, you know, an illegal immigrant's an illegal immigrant, and he is an unprotected worker. He's an unprotected person. And we need to acknowledge, first and foremost, that there is no family value behind someone who is a refugee. They are in plight. They are in suffering. They need to be acknowledged. They need to be respected enough that very well they know the sacrifices they're making when they cross that border, when they come into this country to make a better life, because it is heir apparent that we have the better standard of living in this country. Germany and England have great lives, have great standards, but you pay out for it. It's
right.
a right of exclusivity that we cannot afford ourselves in this country, because very well we have a constituency of elitism that does not promote that. I mean, you know, it's very easy to play Robin Hood, but who do you know? I mean, if you can't play Robin Hood if you don't know who to steal from, because we don't know who our enemies are. Is our enemies truly the investor class who benefit from the poor? Is our enemy or the person we should fear our government, because very well they're not adhering to the standards of which our Constitution clearly defines that for some odd reason 200 years ago a bunch of weirdos were able to come up with ideas that seem to still transcend time? I mean, come on. When is it going to come clear to the American people that we are our own enemy and we're taking our own knives and stabbing ourselves in the back in exchange for a consumer confidence based off of convenience? There's nothing convenient about being poor. What's the point if we, if our supermarket is shut down? Okay, how are we going to feed ourselves? I mean, it's pointless. You know, we're living in a reversal malarkey system. And not to rant, but, you know, it's too late for that.
Right. Patrick, I really appreciate your call. And I'm not sure what I'd add to what you just said. I mean, you know, you definitely said it all. The issues of, you know, the lack of economic security in this country get sidelined each and every time that our government enters into these international crises, or, you know, there's, I'm reading this completely radical book. It's even radical for me, right? That talks about the way that Milton Friedman, the father of modern day economics, understood that you couldn't really change government systems unless there was a crisis, and publicly said that. And the speculation in the book I'm reading is that governments create and or take advantage of crises in order to repudiate government programs or things that the elite don't see as necessary and see as, you know, costing them money or costing them power or a combination of both. But you know, just like we did during the Cold War, we've sidelined these issues. The difference is that we've sidelined them for so long, and conservative economics is so dangerous that while prosperity has not trickled down, pain has trickled up, and the middle class in this country is feeling it hot and heavy right now, or people that have had a reasonable expectation to be middle class are feeling it right now. And, and that's why it doesn't surprise me that at the same time you see, you know, conservative ideology, you know, taking a beating as well. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. When we get back, we'll continue to take your calls. Right here, my name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for the great Jay Marvin on the Jay Marvin Show. It's 9:29, and Gina Michaels, has it calmed down out there?
Oh, it's looking beautiful, Mario. We have a nice collision-free ride across the metro area. We just had one kind of late-morning problem southbound Chambers at I-70, but it looks like they've gotten that out of the way. Excellent conditions through downtown. 225 seems to be up to speed both directions across Aurora, and we have no delays any longer southbound I-25. They got all that construction out of the way in Castle Rock. So you might see some minor slowing between Toma Road and Upper Lake Gulch Road. Weather outlook today should be a partly cloudy day, much cooler, breezy with a high of 68. Looks like tomorrow it'll warm up to 86. Right now, a little overcast, 52 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, Colorado's Academic Level 1 Trauma Center, has immediate openings for registered nurses, certified addictions counselors,
and tires that are environmentally friendly and safe? Hey, Jay Marvin for Green Diamond Tires. Green Diamond Tires are a revolutionary new tire with thousands of carbide bits built into the treads. In adverse driving conditions, these tiny diamonds bite into the road, giving you more control and confidence. So whether you're driving on ice, snow, or even in clear conditions, Green Diamond Tires create safety for all seasons. To learn more about these revolutionary new tires, or to find a Green Diamond Tire retailer near you at greendiamondtire.com.
From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. For limited time, purchase two or more tickets and receive $5 off each ticket. Go to DenverNutcracker.com for this special offer. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker and celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition. The Great Russian Nutcracker, December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Information at DenverNutcracker.com. Presented by the Salvation Army, doing the most good for kids, adults, and families in Colorado all year long.
A huge milestone is about to be accomplished by Larry H. Miller, the 1 millionth car sold. Enter the Drive to a Million sweepstakes for your chance to win tons of prizes, including Honda personal watercraft, Nintendo Wii consoles, home theater systems, and $1 million. Visit any Larry H. Miller dealership or go online at LHM.com to enter. The Larry H. Miller Drive to a Million sweepstakes. A million cars, a million prizes.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
303-430-SAVE.
Why just talk about climate change? At Colorado Radiance Corporation, reduce your carbon footprint with custom comfort, solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. With affordable financing for qualified buyers, you can save money and the world at the same time. Visit Radiance at Coloradco.com.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for the great Jay Marvin right here on the Jay Marvin Show. It's 9:33 in the morning. You could give me a call at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. By the way, there was that earlier mention idea. It does look like, I mean, it's now confirmed, that somebody did steal that dress from Carol Channing. And so I reiterate my question, where was Rudy Giuliani last night? And I haven't heard anybody answer that. You know? Seems it might be a little small for him, but you know, he can get a skirt out of it, I think. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Jack from Wisconsin.
Good morning.
You're on the Jay Marvin Show. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I'm calling up from a very blue county in Wisconsin, Vernon County.
Great.
We got the most organic dairy farms in the country in this county. Really quite interesting progressive libertarian mixed with some conservatives in this county. Anyway, my comment was, again, I heard this slam about the Woodstock generation and being the mean generation. I've been a long-term hippie. I'm a clinical social worker, also, own some land that, is organic now. And all my friends have been for a long time. Living very humbly, trying to live within systems, trying to, live out the golden rule of love your neighbor as you love yourself. You know, there's a thing that just came out recently showing that liberals tend to activate that part of their brain that involves empathy. You need is to change the world is really all about love, because love is always putting yourself in the other person's shoes and trying to win out, win-win situation going. And that's what's going to solve this problem about economics, environment, socially. It's that type of attitude. And so, compared to the idea of being addicted to war. And that slam about, the we generation became the mean generation is not where it's at, because the people who are saying that, Bush and those people who are making so gross of profits, And can't share the wealth, and don't put themselves in, the poor, the people like in New Orleans or any place else. They are the mean generation, and they don't live up to the golden rule that they profess to believe in. You know what I'm saying?
Jack. First of all, let me agree with you on that. There's one correction, but it doesn't change the essence of what that guy said or what you said. And that is, he said, what I think he said was, the we generation became the me generation. But I agree with you. It doesn't change the fact that, you know, I guess the essence of his message as you received it, that and I agree with you. I mean, my sense is this. I mean, I feel like we, because I'm on the cusp there. I think 1 year, I'm either a baby boomer or not, depending on, you know, what magazine is saying the baby boom began. You know what I mean? I'm on the cusp of baby boomerism. But the, by the way, as a clarification, the lower cusp, before people, the lower end of that. But
I'm class of 70.
Right, exactly. Exactly. But what I think is that we need, you know, that the younger folks need to step up, because when the culture, and I call it the cultural revolution of the United States, what happened here in the United States, you know, during the height, during the latter part of the 60s and into the mid 70s, was just like this revolution that was driven by intellectually gifted young people. We don't have that right now, and young people are, you know, need to step up.
Here's the thing. I went to the University of Wisconsin-Madison, 1970, and what we had Native Americans, Afro-Americans, blue-collar kids, white-collar kids. We had a mix, and we all were comparing notes. And we're saying, holy cow, really? Really? Oh, and you know something, that kind of dynamic has been really missing in a lot of the colleges because of the way they skewed money as they gone for education. I really would like people to mix it up again. You know,
I need to take another call, but you're absolutely correct. And some would say,
thank you
for your call.
We are in it together.
We are. We were in it.
We're going to do it together.
You're absolutely right. So you know, definitely, we all have to do it together, and it needs to be cross generational. Some people would say, though, on your last comment about the way that mix of people coming together really created like this, you know, revolution, you know, in this country, I believe that to be true. And some would say that's why it's not been allowed to happen again. 303-713-7600. Tim from Longmont, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Good morning, Mario. I had a question for you. I'm here in Boulder County in Colorado, and you know, you mentioned a few minutes ago you're involved with the Democratic Party and you're in California. And the question I have for you is, in the last election cycle, working on one of the campaigns for a congressperson to displace Marilyn Musgrave out here in that district, it seemed like the Democratic Party nowadays, in Boulder County specifically, seemed like it was pretty much, you know, the Folks Against the War, the Move On organization and all that, and there wasn't much else. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if, and I've not been a lifetime Democrat. I've been an independent all my life and just got involved with the Democratic Party recently. But it seems like if there was once upon a time, you know, this big infrastructure of the Democratic Party, and I assume there still is on the Republican side. I don't know about that. You know, certainly nowadays it seems like there's not much left, and here locally we've had this real interesting thing going between the Peace and Justice folks and Mark Udall, and he's now running for Senate. And so my question to you is what I'm seeing here locally, I mean, is the Democratic Party in a sense in that bad a shape elsewhere?
You know, Tim, it varies from county to county. You know, it really does vary from county to county. And you have these huge, and I think we have to hang up on you because we're getting a lot of feedback on your call. But I thank you for your call. Let me try to answer.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, it varies from county to county. I mean, it's kind of the bottom line answer. It's a very decentralized structure because you know that's the way it's set up, and it's almost like that's the way it needs to be because we are while Republicans say they're the big tent party. We never say we are, we actually are. You know, we actually are a big tent party, and the only way to manage that is to not try to manage it too tightly. And so each county has to like create their own party structure, you know, et cetera. And it is dictated largely by those people who go, especially with the county parties. There's county parties and the state parties, and then the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, and the Democratic Senatorial Committee. They're all separate entities. They're each all separate entities. And there's also legal limitations on how closely they could collaborate. And so it's a very complex mix, you know, of structures that you have. But I will say this. Any one of them is open to people, a bunch of people going in and volunteering and working within them and moving them into a certain direction or another. And so, you know, I would encourage people who are dissatisfied with their county party to join it. And that is the solution. 303-713-7600. Tony from Fort Collins, you're on the Jay Marvin Show. Hi, with Mario Solis Maric.
Hi, Mario. How you doing?
Good.
I think what we need to do as a country is not as a liberal or a conservative, but it's to look at the reasons why we go to war in the first place. You know, this big machine that just pushes us into war. And I wanted to ask you a question, and the viewers, if you guys have seen Aaron Russo's documentary, America, Freedom to Fascism.
No, I haven't.
Well, I would definitely recommend that to you and a lot of your viewers. I've been a lifelong Democrat, and after watching this, and doing some research on my own, I've woken up a lot and looked at things like the Federal Reserve and who controls it and the powers that control this country that push us into these wars and are about to push us into Iran. So it's definitely a thing that you guys should look at. You can Google it and watch it on Google Video for free. And it's definitely, I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous and really
don't be nervous. Yeah.
Passionate about this issue, but I feel like we've lost control of our country, and unless we get off the couch and really start doing something, it's just going to get worse and worse.
I agree with you, Tony. I haven't seen the movie, though, so I can't agree on the movie until I see it, but I definitely...
Check it out, for sure.
I will check it out, but we definitely knew... I completely agree we need to get off the couch.
We need, and
thank you for your call.
Aaron Russo. Freedom to fascism.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mario.
And Tony called 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Some news has developed this morning, some reaction to last night, etc. I'll get to that when we get back. Take a couple more of your calls. And right here, my name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for the great Jay Marvin right here on AM 760. Denver's Progressive Talk, and now traffic with Rick Morgan.
Mario, drive around town's in pretty good shape. It's south of town. If you have any plans to head south of Castle Rock, heading out to Colorado Springs, checking out the CDOT cameras just south of Monument as it approaches the Baptist exit. It's pretty much sitting still on the southbound side of the highway. Check with CDOT. Not sure what's going on down there. We'll check with State and get back with you. But definitely heading south of Castle Rock, going to have those delays southbound I-25 as you head to Colorado Springs. But elsewhere around here, I-25 looking good, I-70, 225 all up to speed as you make your way around town. Weather forecast, partly cloudy, cooler today, a little breezy at times, high staying in the upper 60s near 70, breezy tonight, low 46, but a warmer weekend on the way, mid-80s both Saturday and Sunday. Right now, though, it's 52 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. At Fantastic Sam's, a guy can get more. Why not get rid of that gray while you're at Fantastic Sam?
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry. How stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Buy and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Now that I look at winter coming on, I wish I were Mike Nelson. I wish I could tell how much snow we're going to get. But I'm not Mike Nelson, obviously, and I can't tell how much snow we're going to get. But I can tell you this, that if you're looking to buy a four-wheel drive or an all-wheel drive vehicle, the place to go is Rockies. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Privileged to be able to take a couple of minutes to talk to you about Rockies. Rockies Autos, where they have the largest selection of clean, late model, previously driven cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and yep, SUVs. And numerous ways to finance, and the matching down incentive, which helps you out as well. Plus, as I always tell you, my friends are out there, so go see them. Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Fred Labrato, all the gang at Rockies, over 100 employees to take care of you. So if you say to yourself, I am not going to go through another winter without an all-wheel drive or a four-wheel drive, then you need to get out to Rockies. Check them out on the internet, RockiesAutos.com. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., or get out there and see them in person, 63rd and Federal.
So, I'm driving down the road in my Pontiac, and I pass by this cyclist wearing this skin-tight bike outfit. Let's put it this way, beer gut and spandex are not a good mix. So, while I was driving around thinking about what might fit him better, I couldn't help but think how my Pontiac was the perfect fit for me. It's easy on the eyes, quick, and stylish. And to help keep it that way, I always take it back to my Pontiac dealer and down the Good Wrench service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Like the other day, they really knew how to take care of my Pontiac. They changed the oil, rotated the tires, and performed a Good Wrench multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Pontiac, it's Good Wrench and go. As for that cyclist, it's go get some new clothes.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Good Wrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Pontiac Good Wrench dealer today or log on to goodwrench.com.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for Jay Marvin. I'll be here just for a few more minutes. Then Tom Hartman comes on, and I'll be back on Monday. Jay Marvin's coming back on Tuesday right here on AM 760, Denver's Progressive Talk. We'll take a couple more of your calls here at 303-713-7600. It is 949, and I'm talking to Dennis from Westminster. You're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Good morning, Mario. How are you?
Very good.
Last week, in the front page of the Denver Post, there was a little article that said that the U.S. worker was the most productive in the world. Well, in light of the fact that savings rates are at Great Depression levels, wages are stagnant, and foreclosures are at record highs, and there's more and more folks living under the poverty line, doesn't that fly in the face of conventional economic theory? I mean, where's the wealth going?
Well, Dennis, I think you know as well as I do that I don't know if it was in that same article, but the articles that I saw about that, I don't know how the Post covered it, the Denver Post covered it, but in other articles it was noted that while productivity was at an all-time high and at a worldwide high, that and measured, of course, by corporate profits, that wages have not kept up with the, you know, wage earners have not made the same gains as, you know, as profits have gone up. They have not been in sync with the profits, and that's exactly, you know, the problem. There's a lot of problem with, you know, some would say that's because of the way taxation is currently structured and encourages more profit taking and less, you know, business expenses, which used to be funneled into wages. You know, there's a which is probably where I fall on it, but I mean, there's a number of different factors, but clearly conservative economic theory has not played out for the best of the most people concerned.
That's exactly what I was thinking. It's been like a big lie, and it's just
It is a big lie. And thank you for your call, Dennis. We have to take a couple more before we log off.
My dad says that our economy runs on greed. That's what my dad says. That's told me in the past. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And the thing is, and once again, I say this as a business person. And business people look at this. I mean, if you look at it short term, great. Get as much profits as you want. If you look at it long term, you need a middle class in order to buy your products for the most part. And if you look at it, super long term, as far as what's best for the country, then clearly economic theory still doesn't work out. Conservative economic theory does not work. It is a big lie. Mark in Denver, you're on the Mario Solis. I keep on saying that. I'm getting ready for my own show this afternoon. You're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Yes, hi. Good morning there, Mario. Calling to say hey. It's nice to hear somebody from around the way. I'm kind of homesick as it is living in Denver. I'm originally from Los Angeles. And,
great, Mark.
Yeah.
Well, good to talk to you.
And, I've basically been hearing everybody in all the griefs and problems of America, and everybody had their own set of griefs. And you being a Mexican American and your ancestors coming from Mexico, I just wanted to ask you this question. And what is the significance of, the entertainment field, sports entertainment?
Yeah.
Why is it that Canada has sports professional leagues, but we can't seem to get Mexico into this this capitalism, this democracy that we got? You know how we like go down there every so often to put on an exhibition, a sports
right.
franchise. How come we cannot franchise some places down in Mexico and get their economy jump up started? Because you're not ever going to clear up this immigration unless you get their economy going. And that would be the godly thing to do, the Christian thing to do, and for America. I have a lot of griefs, by the way, but my main thing is practice what you preach. If you're this Christian nation, practice your values with your neighbor. Your neighbor is down south. Get them up and running. Be fair. Practices. Then you will clear these nationalists that are here who know that the dollar here is big. They're not going to go home and go hungry. They're going to come over here and struggle and strife. It's common sense. And I feel people just don't have it anymore. They don't want to have it. And I do blame the public education system for that. And the parent-to-teacher relationship is gone. So all of these things, could you please just answer me that question, Mark?
Well, Mark, number one, thank you for your call, and you make too much sense right now. That's the problem. You're being too logical. You're making too much sense. By the way, I have thought of many ideas. Let me go to the premise of your question. You're absolutely right. We have a neighbor to the south. And we've never spent as much money as we are overseas, just taking care of, our neighbor to the south, not a fraction of that. But I've talked to many people who have tried to find, ways to build, an economy south of the border, where you could build a middle class so that is the ultimate, solution to the immigration problem. And this idea of franchising, teams over there, nobody, and I've spoken to some pretty smart people, I haven't heard that cross anybody's lips, and I think that's a great idea. Because there are some great farm, especially baseball, when it comes to baseball, Mark, there's some great farming that goes on, to this day in Mexico, and it used to be huge. So, you make a lot of sense this morning. I don't know why we as a country haven't done that, but we will not. We will not. You cannot build a wall big enough to keep a man or a woman from crossing it to keep their family from starving to death. That is just the bottom line. Thank you for your call. 303-713-7600. George from Lakewood, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hey, how's it going? Geez, that was a great call right there.
Yeah, wasn't he great? Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's real. That's what we're facing. And what I wanted to just simply say was it was a good show today. Everybody's on topic. And I talked to you the other day, and I was this Indian guy telling you, about the gay people in our view. Well, here's another thing. Being born in 68, when I was 4 years old, in 72, they passed the Indian Education Act. So all of a sudden, it was legal to learn about Indian stuff. And so I was at the very beginning of that. And so through my entire life, I've been given information from different various sources, some of them religious, like monks. And one of this Orthodox monk that I came across one time basically said, listen, to understand the future, you got to understand the past, right? I said, yeah. And he goes, there's a certain book that you need to try to find, and I challenge you to find it. And to this day, I haven't been able to find it. And he said, in this book, it'll explain to you why and how the Indians ended up in this way and how the country ended up this way and how we're still going around doing the same thing all over. And what it said was the book was called The Fabulous Guggenheims. Okay? I couldn't find it anywhere.
It's called The Fabulous Guggenheims?
Fabulous Guggenheims. And in it, it basically says back in the 1860s when the robber barons had all their money, they went around the Cape and they came up to Alaska, to Kodiak Island, and they said, yeah, this is a great land. And they sat there and drank their drinks and divided it up. I get the wood. I get the fish. I get the oil. I get the metal. I get the gold, all that, right? They had a good party, came back, and they said, all right, here's what we're going to do. And they set up their agencies to go about doing the business, which became the Department of Interior and separated the Indians from their original part. Like the Iraqis are being separated from their oil right now. We're being separated from the land. And how they did that was, we were supposed to be the natural branch, the fourth branch of government.
Hey, George, you know what? I wish you need to call back on Monday. I wish you'd
called
call earlier
on Monday.
Today.
Please do.
But by the way, I'll spend the weekend like asking folks to help me find that book. But it sounds really fascinating. But please call back on Monday because you said a mouthful. And once again, another great call here on the Jay Marvin Show. We could do a whole other program on that. That's my sign-off music. I enjoyed myself. I'll see everybody on Monday. Signing off, my name is Mario Solis Maric. You were listening to the Jay Marvin Show on the incredible AM 760, Denver's Progressive Talk. It is 10 o'clock.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be a part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today, 303-430-SAVE. Some of these homes with a new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected,